If you're a fan of Boner City USA, you'll probably enjoy the other podcasts we produce, including Comedians, Live from Sunset, and the Action Figure Podcast. You can listen to all these podcasts for free right now on our website, dorkexplosion.com. While you're there, please be sure to subscribe to each of these shows on iTunes.
Boner City USA, when everybody tells you put your boner away. Here's a place you can stay. Boner City, yeah. Boner City, Boner City, Boner City,
Boner City. Hello and welcome to Boner City USA, brought to you by DorkExplosion.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. My name is Dan Bonick, one of your four co-hosts today, along with...
Hey, everybody, it is Ryan O'Neill. Boy-a-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-inga.
What's up? It's Jerry Roach, or the warden, apparently.
Yeah, you are the warden. You know who appointed you to the warden? The man with the power. The mayor! Danish! Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Real good.
Andrew DeWitt went on vacation with his family for about a week and a half, and he
got in, and so we
were going to record the two episodes with him when he got back, but Ryan and Jeff, are when you hear this, are filming a web series right now, so they couldn't work on stuff later this week. Roach is filling in for this.
You're making that web series money, man.
Oh, yeah.
Webinaires.
$1 bills.
Drop that pussy, bitch.
DeWitt will be back.
I'm using my money to buy a four-wheeler. I'm going to drive it around on the streets. Wheelies.
DeWitt will be back. The original four of us will be back next time.
Saddened wooga to DeWitt.
But to open
it almost
sounded
like you were going to do like a slow
DeWitt
song.
Sent a letter. DeWitt sent a letter from France. This is the second one. We wrote the first
part two.
Second letter from DeWitt. He actually did a stat. Is this a status update, Dan?
Yeah, we'll read that after.
Is this on? It's on a site called Facebook. Is that what this is? Okay. Not very familiar
well,
with
Danish
it.
Well, Danish is actually puzzling that out. Also,
how different is that from Eons?
I don't know what Eons is.
Was that like an early social network?
I don't remember that one.
Eons? I think it was for elderly people. It was for like elderly people back when.
That's just mean.
I never even heard
you
of this.
Hey, Eons, old motherfucker. Like, that's such a mean
Check
name.
Check it out. Google it.
That's
Eons.
A shit name. That's like
that,
a mean
I
name.
I think that was like the
You're
Indiana
sitting at
newsletter.
A computer, dude. You could Google it, you lazy
dude,
shit.
I
remember
can't
the first
it.
Social website was Black Planet. And that was, again, using black people to test it to see if it worked. And then
from
white
Jerry's
people had
theory
MySpace.
Last episode.
And then white people had that day.
Go back to the fiasco that was last episode and hear all of Jerry's
and then
every,
and
that wasn't just me.
And then Tom.
It was Danish
in.
Credit.
And you got
theory.
Tom.
That was Danish's theory.
Guys, if you like the
Uncle
show.
Tom.
Well, no, guys, see.
It used to be Uncle Tom, and then they just put Tom in on MySpace.
From MySpace. I get the. Guys.
That's a Harry
we
Beecher
have a couple
show.
Of really nice black listeners who send
us
fan mail and interact with us and wear our shirts and shit. Can we keep our black fans?
But that was a literary reference.
We're giving them credit for inventing everything.
And we're going to say pro
and then
anti-racism?
Getting screwed by the white
no.
guy.
This is, white people are taking credit for a lot of black inventions.
That's
or
all
black
we're saying?
People that tested it for the first
That's
time.
That's all we're
but
saying,
But the way you
man.
Argue it by saying, like, never mind. Hey, guys, if you like the show, go on iTunes, subscribe to us, leave us a five-star review, and leave us a positive text message. After you do all three of those things, email us at info@dorkexplosion.com. We will mail you free Dork Explosion and Boner City stickers anywhere in the world via the U.S. Post. We've sent them to Australia, Europe, Sweden, Thailand, parts of America,
Uranus.
Brazil.
All 50 states.
Probably at least 30. So
don't
yeah,
be
quite a bit.
Deadbeat listener.
Don't
leave
be a deadbeat.
Goddamn review. Love
we know
the
there's,
on it.
There's at least a couple thousand of you guys that download this fucking show like within the first 24 hours it's up. We only have 200 and something reviews. Let's get... Ryan wants to be at 1,000 by summer.
What happens
you know
if we
hard?
Don't? You're going to get a tattoo?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
If, you know if we hit 1,000, I'll get a tattoo.
Of
if
what?
If we hit 1,000... reviews, oh. I'm getting 1,000 by summer tattoo.
It's gonna say 1,000 by summer.
I can
on
only
your neck.
Like some shitty
it says,
on.
It says 1,000 this summer.
I can only hope that somehow I think you know we won't, but I can only hope we do.
Look, guys, the mayor works hard. The mayor works hard.
Quentin, yeah, Quentin
the mayor does
no.
work hard.
The mayor works
own,
hard.
Will
I'll
you find
please.
My own tattoo artist.
I get it done.
I tweeted out a picture of my secretary on Twitter.
Please
Huge
reward.
Tits.
Please reward the hard work the mayor does
Seriously.
And get on this.
It's not
right.
easy keeping Boner City running.
Yeah, man.
Really isn't.
Because you got to keep it hard at all times.
Okay, let's just get into
it. Otherwise, it won't be Boner City.
True. Missive from France. The letter from France.
This is from France.
Second letter. When did it just got here?
Nah, yeah, DeWitt's, I think, back now, but I don't know what we're talking
just
about.
Just read the letter he
but
sent.
But if you didn't listen last episode, DeWitt's father has hearing aids. His mom suffers from anxiety. And
Marion, and what's his mom's name?
Barbara, I don't know.
Patty?
They were having a lot of problems. Elizabeth? I don't know. Dear Badana, Dr. O'Neill, he spelled O'Neill wrong, if you want to spell it right and tell
how did he spell it?
O-N-I-E-L-L.
Ooh, what a fucking idiot.
It's O-N-E-I-L-L.
At the ass kicker.
Yahoo.
The ass kicker at yahoo.com.
And the mayor. Thank you for that reverence. I appreciate that. I can speak much more French than I did when the trip first started. I can order food, ask for directions, understand pretty much what people are saying, and tell people I only speak, in quotes, a bit of French.
This sounds like he went to French prison. He's like, it was rough when I got in here, but now I'm able to speak the language.
He's adapting. There are no fat people in France unless they are Germans. That's a shot at O'Neill's heritage.
Oh, he did take that personal, so guess what? The gloves are coming off.
Uh-oh. Oh, watch out.
You did not, nothing hits you personally.
It says, I am the fattest person in town unless there are some Germans around.
What? This is, another shot at Germans.
That's what he said. I don't get what the big deal on French food is. I feel like once American grocery stores started carrying Nutella and chocolate croissants, France was fucked. About the only thing here that I could never get in America is a magret de canard, which is grilled duck and always awesome as fuck, which is a culinary term, awesome as fuck.
Also, it's actually French.
Yeah. It is French.
It's a final class in the Cordon Bleu Academy. It's the awesome as fuck class.
It's like achieving enlightenment.
Yeah. I heard Wolfgang Puck use it recently to describe one of his dishes.
It's awesome as puck.
Yeah, it's awesome as puck.
That's in a new food court over at the Beverly Center. You just opened
awesome
that.
As puck.
Awesome as puck.
Awesome as pucks.
I would eat there, wouldn't you?
But he's concerned that the guy from the real world would claim it was his.
Oh, that the dick.
I got enough good hygiene.
Saw that guy at a Rose Bowl swap meet once.
He was anti-AIDS when it was not cool to be. Even Bill Clinton was on board with Pedro from Real World. Anyhow, I digress.
It's never been cool to be like anti, like people.
You made it sound like it was like, cool to have AIDS.
There was a day.
I'm trying to multitask here. I'm a little distracted.
Just do the letter, dude, because this is just.
Also, I have had to run 3 miles a day and swim laps every day as well because I'm eating the fuck out of carbs here.
He might be in French prison.
I do now for sure think that eating fat keeps you from getting fat because even the yogurt here in little Dannon-sized cups are basically...
Dannon? Little Dannon?
Are basically...
No, Dannon the brand, not my fucking asshole.
Dan owns it. He was giving it when his grandma passed away.
Guys.
In little Dannon-sized cups are basically whipped cream. There's one type of sausage in southern France. It comes in the packs called bâtons de beurre. And it's covered with salted paper that takes a whole fucking day to peel off.
Tucked into some blue jeans.
What?
So they're hard to eat.
After that, you are rewarded to a hard sausage that tastes exactly like salty salami, but with hazelnuts in it. It's not bad.
What is this? Food like blog? What the fuck, dude? Let's get to the fucking meat of this. We're talking about the sausage of
it
right now.
Why don't we get the supercuts person to read it?
She'll read it in a second.
My 3-year-old is not very impressed with Andrew's letter. It's very insensitive. All right, listen to the last episode, fuckers, if you don't know what I'm talking about.
He says, it's not bad and great for travel because it's so salty and fatty. You don't need to refrigerate it.
There's no restaurants where he's going? What is he, a fucking...
He's heading into the Alps.
He's a frontier traveler? Yeah. Better get some of our salted meats into our satchels. Oh, it may be a while before we find
that bitter
food again.
French maid that's coming up.
Gather those berries while I get salted meats.
The DeWitts are hunter-gatherer travelers. That's
his old
how they
man
do it.
Fucking can't even. His old man's
they're wearing
like
leather smocks. Like
a lot of the gathering is like, married, go gather some, go gather some ice pops in that convenience store.
I'm freaking out.
Where is it? I can't see or hear any convenience store. Where? I can't see.
Where
or
are
hear
we?
Any convenience store.
Oh, I declare, Andrew, you are eating your wife's buttocks again.
Maybe his sense of smell is unbelievable because he can't hear her.
He's like Daredevil.
Yeah, he smells his way around.
Sorry, DeWitt.
God.
Also, they don't refrigerate eggs here. This is like a whole culinary, the state of France culinary affair.
What the fuck, man?
As a guy who grew up on a farm, isn't this interesting to you?
I don't give a fuck. I've been to France, too. I don't give a fuck. The cuisine is exceptional, you dipshit.
Oh, dude.
Sorry, your palate isn't sophisticated enough to appreciate it.
Oh, O'Neill the sophisticate. Aristocrat O'Neill.
I can see MIT O'Neill over there.
These guys probably went to like a cheese fondue place. And they're like, oh, let's just pour it in our glasses and chug it.
I don't know how to say Fridays in French, but he went to TGI Friday.
Oh, wait. What isn't it? remember we did that Black Friday.
That's Spanish.
Thing. That's Spanish, but it may
probably
be
the same thing. Yeah.
Similar. It's, oh, Nirar or is Verde or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Vierne like or something like that.
Vidre or something. Vierne. I think I look like an asshole when I speak French, which is kind of weird.
I think you look like an asshole when you speak English. Hi-yo!
I'm kidding.
Me or do
I'm
it?
Kidding, no.
Can you be nice?
He's insulting
Wait, did
my
you get
people.
Insulted by reading the letter and think he was insulting you?
Yes.
Can
listen,
you stop hurting people's feelings?
I'm not. He insulted the Germans. We are obviously the superior
you
race.
You had the fucking Holocaust, yeah. Assholes. Suck it up a little bit.
By the way, I saw
you sound like my father-in-law. Jesus Christ.
MSN, this is a side tangent from your tangent of the letter tangent, but there's this like organization that's still devoted to hunting Nazis, and they're like trying to get them before they die of natural causes. They just got a guy.
What is there, like six guys left?
Yeah, they just got a guy who was 90.
Yeah. Where they beat him to death?
And they go, eventually, we're going to be, we're going to go out of business because these guys are dying.
What did they do?
But until then, we're going after them.
What'd they do? What'd they got? They're like, we got you?
They probably tried him, and he went to jail.
That would make a much more interesting Inglorious Bastards if they went after Nazis now that you know
and
how
you
much
get,
more funny of a movie would
you
that
get Jack
been?
Nicholson to play like an old Nazi
right
and it's a comedy
you're
that'd
not,
be great
you're not coming in here
you get like Robert Duvall as this like Jewish Nazi hunter
that'd be great
and it's a hilarious comedy because when they meet and then they're like stuck together somewhere.
The big question is, can we get Steven Seagal into this?
Oh, he can, of course we have to. He'd be the
yeah, okay. I think he wears those kimono. That leather jacket, the kimono. I think the reason is because he's
it's
fat.
It's called the kimono.
I think secretly he has huge nips. Because I heard a rumor.
Did you suck
he
over
has, like,
a rumor about his nipples?
Fucking nips.
What?
Yeah, like huge nips.
That's a new Urban Dictionary
term. That's a weird thing for dudes to have.
That's an Urban Dictionary term. Seagal nips.
Yeah. Seagal nips. Like big, long.
Dude, this broad had Seagal nips, man. She took her shirt off.
They choked me out. Not only that,
you could put a cue ball in one of her nipples and whip it around.
Supposedly they're like the size of CDs, and they're long like a dog penis.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Old frisbee areola Seagal. They call them old yeller nips.
Oh, fuck.
This is the new segment we have where it's called We Fuck with Seagal for 5 minutes.
Hey, Seagal, you pussy.
You fat fucker. Writing he was all offended.
Great. If anybody here knows Seagal at all, please pass this along because I'd love him to get mad.
This is for O'Neill, the so-called ass kicker.
I'll kick your ass.
At yahoo.com.
I love that guy.
I have small nips, as a matter of fact.
the size of dog penis.
Steven Seagal, if you're listening, send some titty pics to O'Neill, the ass kicker at yahoo.com.
To prove you don't have fucking CD CD size and they're not as long areolas.
Those would be like Pringle can nips, like that big around and long.
Old dinner, old small hors d'oeuvre plate.
Snossage nips.
Oh, fuck. Old dinner plate, areola, dog.
There's a rumor that in fights, one time a guy kicked the nip and it went back and forth like the thing on the back of the door.
Like the door.
I will fuck up every member of Bonus City with my nipples. Just my nipples.
Supposedly they're like,
whoa, that's like another guy's threat.
Supposedly
I'll
too.
Fuck you. I'll fuck them up with my nipples. Just my nipples.
They're solid and then there's like a thin part and then they're solid. It's like nunchucks.
They're nipchucks.
Yeah, nipchucks.
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 He can just detach them and start playing.
He puts on like booby tassel nunchucks and swings them around. This one's real thin, and there's like a ball at the end, and he swings them around. He has literally booby tassels.
It's weird that DeWitt would go on this huge tangent in his letter about Seagal.
Yeah,
thank you, DeWitt.
I didn't tell the fans that you passed the letter to me, and I started reading about it.
You read very free flowing. Like
that was
talking.
Great, man.
That's why I'm a natural.
That
That's
was
why I should
so
be
good
doing
at reading.
Book.
All right. Well, thank you for passing the letter back to me.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Let's continue.
I think I look like an asshole when I speak French. At the checkout line, you must request bags for an additional charge. And when I piped up, what translate to, "My dear lady, I would like 2 bags, if you please." The cashier looked at me funny and then in French said, "Of course, sir. It would be my pleasure to serve you."
In English, he said it.
Oh, he said French. Oh. And then in French said, "Of course, sir. It would be my pleasure to serve you."
French people hate my ex-girlfriend spoke French fluently and she spoke it very well.
And whenever she would go to a restaurant, she would speak in French, and they would just talk back to her in English and, like, shit on her.
I saw
that's evil.
And say shit that she'd understand that they didn't understand.
Rude, no, they would just say, they wouldn't even give her the respect of speaking to her in French.
Their language.
Just go, oh, she's in, and then they're like, and they were assholes about it.
I saw that ex-girlfriend in CVS a week ago and avoided her. Like,
was she leaving a floater? Is that why you avoided her?
She was. You just came out of CVS leaving a floater.
She was.
No wonder you left her.
O'Neal running in with a shoebox. He's like, yeah. I can't talk right now.
She was reading magazines.
She sat in public and left floaters.
And I had to walk by her, and I just walked by. I put my hat on, but to her side.
She didn't mind you, right?
I just don't need that.
It's an awkward situation.
I don't need it.
How things went down.
How you proposed on a mountain in sweaty clothes with a $13 ring that you threw on a roof?
And then she had to go get sushi. She couldn't give me an answer.
Speaking of bumping into an ex, I'm sorry. This is all Andrew's letter, which is really weird.
Talking about Jerry's ex-girlfriend. Yeah,
I don't know. When you said I bumped into an ex, this is DeWitt?
It's DeWitt. Okay. It's DeWitt's letter.
So you said Jerry. But Jerry bumped into an ex.
Is DeWitt going to be the narrator on your life in this? Like
everything.
Shawshank Redemption.
Wonder Years. Yeah. It's going to be like my Daniel Stern on Wonder Years. A girl that I know, her friends, this is awful. I should have just heard this story. Her friend, this dude, broke up with a chick, right? The chick then fucked every single friend this guy
Facebook. It was 1,100 dudes.
Aren't friends.
No, fucked all of his best friends. Get this. When he found out, he slapped her, right? And then he gets arrested. You shouldn't do
guys,
that. You shouldn't do that.
I'm not
you
a big fan. I'm not a big fan of cruises or the Carnival Cruise Lines per se, but those do go to international waters. So if you're going to beat an ex-girlfriend, win her back, take her on one of those three-day cruises, get her out 26 miles past Catalina, and there's
the problem is, like, of course, you
and
should
then
never
sell her to Somali pirates.
There you go.
You should
and
never take
thing,
a swing.
The same thing with women. If you date a guy that beats you close-handed, take him offshore, kill him. I don't care.
You should never swing a chick, but the only annoying thing about that is if he had broke up with her and fucked all of her friends,
she would carve
and then if
poor
she,
battery acid
and if
she
slapped him, nothing it would be would like, happen. You go, girl, you're a winner.
If it was a pimp-hand backhand or a
it
forehand?
It was a very, very weak.
It was a weak
slap.
But
why even bother doing it, though? That's kind of, where did he see her? Did he seek her out?
They had a big fight about it, I guess.
But they weren't talking anymore.
Yeah, she was still fucking
him. Is this a guy that we would know?
They were still together?
After they broke up, she would fuck all of his friends and fuck him
sometimes,
too.
Well, that's on him, dude. Did she have really good tits?
I don't. Again, this is from a friend. I swear.
I heard she
one,
had
I was
a dog,
joking.
Dog
shouldn't hit women unless it's international waters. Two, that's kind of on that guy. He's a dipshit.
Did the other friends get mad at each other? Like, I was fucking her. Now you're fucking her.
I got
to
ask.
Did they all line up to slap her like an airplane?
Yeah, like an airplane. But I remember thinking that, of course, you should never swing at anyone unless your life's threatened. You know what I mean?
But your life is if she's fucking other guys and then fuck you because you could get
they're not Haitian needle using dudes.
Well, I don't know if Haitians are prone to AIDS, Dan. You may want to take that.
But yeah.
Jesus. From the Haitian fucking.
Mom does teach a lot of Haitians.
I think the point of the
they bite her and you reward your mom.
I think the point of Andrew's letter here that I've been reading is that.
Wrap it up for him.
I just think that some chicks. They love to push and they love to know that there's no way any dude would ever hit them.
Yeah,
so
Chris
Rock has
a great bit, but yeah, absolutely.
Bill Burr's got that bit about Rihanna.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah,
he's like, but what did
especially when she's taunting you?
I dated a crazy chick who had great bombs, and we got.
Do you have a picture of
them?
The hardest girl to walk away from is a girl with great bombs.
Yeah, it really is. She's a crazy stripper. She's the kind of person like would yell and and get in your face and push
you
and shit.
How'd you meet her?
At a strip club.
So you were that client. You were the Richard Gere. You turned her into a clean woman.
She was a stripper, not a hooker.
Yeah, it wasn't the same thing. But
it's pretty close.
But she would get in that fight where she'd yell and
push
me.
He's more like showgirl.
And she was like little, with giant tits. It was great.
Real tits or fake?
Fake as fuck. Same guy that did Brick, dude, they were like cartoon proportion.
You can't titty
like,
fuck them.
You couldn't have real tits like this because your body would fucking fall over and die.
But
so,
you can't even titty fuck them though.
By the way, we're doing an amazing cold reading of Andrew's letter.
You could do
no rehearsals, by the way.
Jeff, they were really good fake tits. You could do a lot of things.
I like. She was probably tan all the time too,
and worked out like three times a day.
How were the nips?
Some good
great nips.
Steven Seagal nips. Seagal nips.
Can we get back to this and like real quick?
Hey.
They weren't as good as Seagal's.
There really is an awesome, a great look is out. Really tan, fake tit, big fake tits.
But the rest
great.
Of the
for
body,
for
rest
about,
of the body
for about 6 months, and then never talk to them again because they're crazy. But she would do that thing. One time she got my face
you
and like pushed me to
her
house. No. She said she got married or something. But she like pushed me one time and like pushed me pretty hard like she's going to hit me. And I just looked at her like, fucking, okay, I'm going to leave. And then she looked at me and got all like weepy. She's like, you would never hit me, would you? And I'm like, no. She's like,
see?
Oh, my God. I'm like,
Richard Gere.
I'm like,
see?
You're not supposed to. Because I guess the guy, the last two guys she did, like, beat the shit out of her. I'm like, one, you totally deserve to get the shit beat out of you because you're a fucking asshole.
That's why things
but
didn't
two,
work out
no,
with
you. No,
you
should
her.
Never fucking beat someone. Did
her,
dude.
Did her pimp get mad that you were now with her? Or was that all right?
No, he was okay.
Hey,
Tyrone, you asshole. That's where you're going to go with that. I know that.
I had an ex-girlfriend that beat me with an extension cord.
You probably like that, though, you fucking weirdo.
She got mad at me and whipped me over and over again with an extension.
What? Wait, did she get it out of the drawer,
no,
or was it like in the heat of putting up?
I told you, she whipped me with an.
Was it in the heat of putting up a Christmas tree, or what? What do you mean?
No, I don't know. It was sitting around, and then
I
did
it like Goodwill Hunting's dad,
no,
like pick which cord you want.
Topless.
Dog dick nipped Seagal.
Jerry just showed us a picture of Seagal in like gold Saran wrap with no sleeves,
playing guitar.
No gold tinfoil.
But you could see where the.
And by the way, did she whip you?
She whipped me on the arm, and you could see the
in your
fucking
house?
Lashes.
Did you
Why
tackle
didn't you
her?
Just grab it and take
I
it away from
mad.
Her? You
no,
fucking,
I grabbed
you are
the
third degree black belt. Why didn't you just grab it and take
I
it away?
I did. I grabbed it in the air.
But you said
then,
she whipped you a lot.
No, this one time. But she whipped me multiple times this one time.
I had a chick go nuts on me with a purse that was like full of shit and just started swinging
away. What was she,
away.
Like 80 years old? You stole, yeah. you stole something
it
from
was
her?
A Charlie Chaplin reenactment.
You used to comb the fucking retirement homes for pussy back in Leisure
day,
World?
Man.
Where was she hitting you, the head?
Yeah, she was my ex-girlfriend, and she was
the
mad
head
that
cock.
I was going on the road. We'd broken up, and she was like, so you bet you're fucking girls on the road. And I'm like, nah, whatever. If it happens, it happens. And that was all.
Was this the girl that tried to talk you out of, like, were you out here, and then you moved back to Texas?
Yes, that was a whole nother girl.
Okay,
this one was like, this is way back when. She was like, literally just hit, and she had like dumbbells in the fucking, you know what I mean?
A mag light.
Yeah, it was just like boom.
It was her kettlebell.
Yeah,
kettlebell.
And I remember just sitting there thinking like, I have
it's
to just
a
take this.
It was a bowling
like,
bag.
Like, I have to take this. Why, I just
did you just
there.
Like run away, or was it?
Yeah, I just kept trying to move. She kept in so finally.
Wait, did you at one point want to hit her with your purse?
Yes, I took out my purse and I fucking, I wanted, and I just.
Oh, you
want to
go at it?
Yeah, you want a purse fight, bitch? We can do this.
You took off your fanny pack?
Yeah. Come here, you fucking. Just like, and I just had to like kind of push her away and fucking run.
What are you gonna do?
That shit's terrifying because the guy, like, obviously nobody on the show would ever hit a girl, and two, it's like you go to jail instantly if you do, but you're like, you get in the position. I would rather have a guy bigger than me about to beat me up than have a chick that wears
no,
because like,
there's nothing you can do. You might get lucky.
At least the cops
hit,
come and go, oh, you fought a guy bigger than you.
Well, you know what made it even
grab
worse?
Her tits.
What made it even worse?
What is that? What move is that?
It's a defense.
That would throw them off completely.
It's not only a good defense, but it's also your way of like, hey, things are going crazy. Things are going crazy. I'm going to just get this out of the way.
I'm
going to
go on a limb here and go against the popular vote and say, that's not a good defense.
I think
don't ever do
whenever you're in a fight with a woman, you just start finger banging her and everything's cool.
You know what the worst part
even
was?
Like a lunch lady at school that you don't even know really.
Especially
every girl
lady
likes
to
get
school.
Finger banged.
So, especially. But so the
manually
worst part.
Sexually assault someone. Just
I read it on Jezebel.com.
It's crazy that we all.
Great article. Great
article.
It's
crazy we all have DeWitt's letter and we're going back and forth with it.
And the worst part
I'm sharing an iPad with Jerry, so we're just scrolling through it.
The worst part was that while she was outside her apartment complex, and while she's doing this, all these dudes who were her neighbors who were either wanting to fuck her or maybe were, they all walked out like,
yo, what's up, dog?
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
they were
like,
is there a problem here?
Yeah, they were like waiting for me to hit her.
Send me
so
a
they
hero.
Could be, yeah, so they could be like, all right. It's like, dude, if you
want
to be heroes, grab this fucking nutcase from knocking.
I'll suck all your cocks.
Jesus Christ.
I'll get hit with deep batteries.
Jerry was willing.
I didn't make that negotiation. No,
that was DeWitt.
It seemed like where it was going.
Yeah, that was DeWitt's letter.
DeWitt's got an earpiece in all of us, and he's actually
actually telling
his penis lines like on a prank or a punk or whatever.
Like a George Bush debate. The witch just feeding us what to say.
I will be your hero, baby. All right, back to DeWitt's culinary escapade.
What do you mean? We never left.
Here we go. And he said, "My dear lady, I would like 2 bags, if you please." The cashier looked at me funny, and then in French said, "Of course, sir. It would be my pleasure to serve you." And gave me a look like, who the fuck does this asshat in a Ninja Turtles t-shirt think he is, coming into a grocery store and talking like a French duke? When a sandwich clerk asked me if I needed anything else besides my Coke Zero and chicken sandwich, I waved my hands over the items I'd purchased and informed him, "Nous avons terminé, mon ami," which means we are finished, my friend, which just made him laugh. "C'est amusant. Je suis drôle. This is fun. I am funny. A plus tard. See you soon." I don't know what he's talking about.
He is kind of talking like an asshole from a video game to these people, though. On Comedians, he played 2 video games in French to train for the thing.
Yeah,
oh
he did.
Oh, my God.
He did.
He's been jerking off to French porno for a while.
Hey, just for the record.
Comedians, a show that Jerry co-hosts with me and Andrew Nisterios Kokonos and Mike Black sometimes. No. Jerry also co-hosts the Action Figure Podcast, all in the Door Explosion.
Which
Network.
I like the Action Thank Figure. The Comedians is a gimmick podcast.
How is it a gimmick podcast?
Action Figure is very widespread.
I have my own podcast, too, that one day I'm going to do again.
You're
going to
update
The Ramble?
Yeah.
It's gone for a while.
It's still going.
I spent hours downloading and re-editing. I uploaded it on its own channel. I'm currently paying for your lips and my credit card.
Fuck, I didn't
know
that.
You're supposed to log in and shit on
know that. I didn't know that.
And it's only been 30 days, you dick.
Fuck, they didn't know that. Yes. Well, I'll do that. It's just that my girlfriend
You mess with the bull?
His girlfriend's working.
She's not letting me do it.
You mess with the bull, you get the bull penis. You get the banana.
You get the banana penis.
My girlfriend's like, "You're going to fuck it up. Let
me
do it."
You know what? In her defense, you're going to fuck it up.
I know. So I'm waiting on her to actually.
So quit hitting her. Let her.
You know. I know.
Well, you know your girlfriend from out here?
What's that?
From L.A.?
Girlfriend. No, I met her.
No, she's the 13.
Oh, really?
He had her in
Where
house
she live
in Cleveland.
What Cincinnati.
She lives out here?
Yeah, she moved out here.
Cincinnati.
With you.
You're
for
living
me.
With her.
Yeah,
she's
moved
super
out
nice.
Here to
she's
fuck
even
me.
Been a guest.
She moved out here to fuck you.
She's been a character witness on Comedians about Jerry not being a creepy rapist.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, God, do I have to get into this?
Wait, can I read DeWitt?
Hey, I've also been accused of being a creepy rapist on this show.
Can April come on the show and defend O'Neill sometime? She doesn't know him, but it'll be
Can
funny.
I read?
That's her purposely making a stupid face.
Oh, very cute.
Thank you. She's
why is she spread eagle? On what?
Yeah,
you have a pool table in your apartment? That's awesome.
Nice glasses.
Thank you.
Very intelligent.
All right, so DeWitt just, apparently DeWitt just landed literally like while we're taping this and put a post on the Boner City Facebook page.
It was, "Yes, DeWitt, je suis en America, j'adore. Manju derrière, bonjour mon ami." And some guy.
What does that mean?
This guy on here, Bradley de Toulman Parvez, who I think is French. That name sounds
Parvez. That's very French.
He says, "Is DeWitt, I'm in America. I love eating behind. Hello, my friends." And he said, this guy comments, "Fucking DeWitt, I hope you had your fill of the French human deer pussy, bro. Now back to making me laugh, funny boy."
He's like,
very Deliverance-esque.
He literally is like telling him, "Dance, monkey,
laugh.
Dance.
Shut your mouth, make me laugh."
Also, you got some shout-outs from Steve G, Sean Kavanaugh, Varsala Vashinigo, which
Pete.
Is a hard name to say, and Nate Wells.
And
so.
Pete. What up, Pete?
Oh, and Pete. So
can I defend my rapey thing, or should I not even get into it?
No,
it wasn't. It was some creepy thing.
It's
or something.
Best if you don't bring any of that stuff up on Boner City.
We've had trials.
Andrew was complaining about going on a vacation with a chick, and he paid for everything, right?
She didn't fuck him.
She didn't
fuck
him.
If you pay, she's gotta fuck you.
I did not say that.
I agree.
All I said was,
for the record, I don't agree with beating women.
I also
forcing
say
them into sex.
I believe in that, and I think more passionately than what Dan said. Dude, and why would you ever go on a trip anywhere?
Oh,
why would you go on a date with a girl that you haven't fucked already?
Right.
No, but it was a DeWitt Hail Mary. We've heard some of that story.
But here's my point. Is my Hail Mary would be if that situation happened, right?
Yeah.
And she slept
out,
in the same bed with him. She slept and I said,
"Well, you get a boner and you rub it on her in your sleep."
I would have accidentally yawned and brushed against one of her tits and see if anything went anywhere.
No, you rub your boner on the back of her leg.
See that? And everyone's like, "Oh, what a rapey thing to do." It's like I would have just accidentally yawned, swiped the tit on accident.
I would have walked into the shower when she was showering with a boner.
That's a sexual assault.
No, it
That's
isn't. You
felony.
Paid for that hotel room. You have the right
no,
to go anywhere you want.
You can't go to the Days Inn room and just drag homeless people in it. I paid for this. I got to fuck you
now. Is that really sexual? Isn't that just like an advancement?
Being naked with a boner with your sex organ out and erect is
I'm not shoving it in her.
But then she says, get out, and then you leave.
Yeah, you leave. That's a felony.
That's a felony?
Yes.
We need to reevaluate our laws, America.
Mr. Mayor, what the fuck?
I think she'll say, get in. Get in.
And put your point at your pussy?
To the pussy, yeah.
Okay, but no. Dude, is that wrong, though, to yawn and accidentally brush it? And if, she, yeah. if she's not
no,
into
it's,
it?
It's better to spoon and rub your boner through your PJs on her, dude.
Did they sleep in the same bed?
Yes, they did. Yes. But if she's not into it, then okay, you leave. You just go and sleep on the sofa.
By the way, we were recording this episode, and Jerry's girlfriend was out in the front room, in the desk just outside the room we're recording. At the break between episodes, she came in and goes, Jerry, that did sound kind of rapey. And
like,
then she
had to come on the next episode.
The key is when you're sleeping and you do like the rub it, you rub her, and then you get closer to the tit,
yeah.
And she doesn't say stop. Then you touch the tit,
right?
Then the bra comes off.
Onto the bra,
then you
nipple.
Take the panties and like the
No, but I'm saying if you're not even at that level, if she's so no,
you don't
signs,
do the accidental brush against you in an elevator.
If
cream,
you're not
right?
on that level and you pay for a vacation,
you're
with a
dumb.
Chick,
you're
right.
the
you're
an idiot. You're the
right.
idiot of the story.
You should accidentally brush her tit.
That is true. No, I mean like you are the idiot. But I'm just saying, and Andrew,
you want to be the rapist idiot?
No, I'm saying Andrew should have at least yawned and pretended to rub up against
yawned and touched his dick against her tit.
Jerry. Defense of your bullshit thing.
Thank you.
Andrew, and not doing meaning at center, Andrew wasn't at that age that he was, that you would have been,
right.
as smooth. So he wouldn't,
how old
have,
was
he wouldn't
he?
Be able to pull that.
14.
Probably, no, he was probably 20.
He wasn't as smooth. 21. Maybe he should moisturize
money,
more.
He wasn't like Jerry had a little, it seems like Jerry had a little more confidence, you know, whipping his dick out. And
what kind of money bags
stuff,
was
like,
DeWitt where he's paying for chicks' vacations? And
he probably was.
Marion gave some Staymaster money and told, hey, you want to get with this girl, take her on vacation for 2 weeks.
Oh, dude, I got an awful, my old man after.
Why don't you move in with her?
I think my old man after he divorced my mom.
And see if she'll fuck you then, son.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you saying that, Marion? You're giving me anxiety. What if he can't have sex with her when he pays for the vacation? I'm freaking out. I couldn't see what she looked like or hear her.
Andrew just had to have, he just had to put that one sentence about
Jesus,
his mom
man,
getting
that's
a vacation.
He just,
do you think he regrets that? Right? I think he was a do-over.
Right now,
he would have deleted
it.
It
just landed.
Sentence.
He's like, Marion, have you seen our bags? The bags haven't come out yet. I can't see nothing. I don't even know what carousel they told us to pick it up on because I can't hear nothing. I'm worried we're not going to get our bags.
Oh, fuck.
I hope to the DeWitts, I hope you got your bags.
Yeah. Andrew, I'm sorry. I love
you. Oh, man.
Andrew,
it's poor impulse control, brother. I got no choice.
I can't wait till O'Neill
after the
show turns to us all. Was I too hard at DeWitt?
I'm not going to do it this time because you said that.
Dan's checking his phone for something. What do you got, Dan?
My wife, I got to be home. Later.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, you got to be home. Opposed to the other nights where you don't have to be home.
Yeah, you're like, hey, guys, I can stay out all night.
Hey, have fun fucking whoever you want, sweetie. I'm gonna go to bed early. Have fun.
Not expecting you home tonight.
No, she's going to wait to watch Game of Thrones till I get home.
What a lucky marriage, Danzig.
Did you say Danzig? You know what's good, though?
Danzig. What a lucky marriage he's in. Like, I don't expect you home.
You know,
whatever.
She's secretly watching it right now, but it's going to pretend like, oh, I wonder
whoa,
what happened.
Whoa, you believe that?
She's going to make all these
she
bold predictions before
that.
It starts.
Anyway,
well, I bet the midget dies tonight. I know there's a midget. That's about all.
He doesn't die.
I think they prefer to be called little people.
God damn it. Does that? So we did the DeWitt letter. We did the update. We
need to do Dr. O'Neill advice session.
Let's do a Y update real quick. Just give us a Y.
Oh, I have a smoking update,
And give
dude.
Us the background on what it is, because like some of
you guys don't know. The mayor likes to keep in shape. My secretary is an attractive woman. I occasionally have sex with her. She likes me to look good. And so I go to the Y. It's actually a communist regime Y because it's 99.9% Russian. It's in Hollywood.
It's nice. It's not the traditional YMCA. It's just a sickle and hammer.
Yeah. You have to wait in line for your rations of towels. Yeah.
He's not even sure if it is a Y.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's those weird Star Wars Cyrillic looking letters, so you don't know what the fuck it says.
I have to wait in line.
You might be at a work camp for all you know.
When you go in there, everything's very drab and just basic colors.
There's no equipment. There's a lot of people breaking rocks with sledgehammers. hammers, and they're chained up. For some reason, I'm allowed to come and go. I don't know why.
The pool's all murky.
I don't ask questions.
You swim or you leave.
When I walk in, the guy's like, "You must shower." I'm like, "All right, I'll shower."
So you go to the worst. And I don't. Why do you do this?
I go to the. Well, I like.
You
to
used
swim.
To work at a gym. Could you get a discount at a gym?
Actually, that gym started because I quit, and they gave me unemployment, which they shouldn't have, but they did. They agreed to.
Yeah.
And then I kept going there for like a year, and then the new manager hit me up, and she's like, "Yeah, so like, you know, you want to pay?" And I was like, "All right, I'll never see you again." And never went back.
That's the right thing to do.
And I like, you know.
People take away the free lunch. You
That's
go,
it, man.
You quit eating lunch.
You quit eating
when
lunch
when life tries to charge you a gym membership, you go to the Russian Y and not pay that much.
Smart How much? Move. What is a Russian Y? What is a Y?
$51 a month, which is cheap for a gym.
What?
It's pretty
That's
cheap.
That's fucking expensive.
Not that
but
expensive.
You also get all the bread you can eat.
$51?
Dude, a lot of gyms are way over.
No, 24 hours. Like it's 60. Like 25 bucks a month, isn't it? Or
yeah,
30 bucks a month? 30.
The ocean's free.
How much is 24 hours?
Like 30 bucks a month.
Yeah.
I was going to join the gym right there on La Brea just to go like work out like when the weight
is isn't Crunch like and 30 bucks?
They were 40 bucks a month. I thought that was too expensive. I was going to go talk to Steve Simone, I think he used to work there, and try and get him
But
down
do they
to
have
30.
A pool?
Yeah.
Do they have a
you
pool?
Could go to like a 24-hour fitness
24
with a
hours
pool.
A pool.
Yeah. Dude, you could just go
Jeff,
to, you could go
Jeff,
to Eagle Rock
that's expensive.
And pay that $2.
I'll check around.
Dude, the 24 in North Hollywood near my apartment's pretty fucking cheap, I think.
Dude, you could drive
and
to Eagle
Jerry
Rock
will
and
come
swim
in and
that.
Make it spoon against you, make you fuck him.
You
yeah,
can swim
right.
in that outdoor
the
pool for
the
like
hot tub.
$16 a month, probably.
Yeah, you gotta drive.
But that's seasonal, though, too.
Out.
That's not so.
No,
okay.
It's not seasonal. That's the beauty of the pool.
And I have to have that molester guy who was trying to give you swimming tips all the time. Following you around in the pool, not even swimming. Fat guy with a ponytail and a walrus mustache.
The thing is, I think he
too.
I call him a pedophile just because of our age gap. Like he's like 70 and I'm like 35.
If you were five, he'd be your age still doing
when
the
I
same
was right. born, he was 35.
So that makes him attracted to people who are
he's
too
like
young.
A pedophile. In
he's
the
like
respect-
a time traveling pedophile.
He's like a pedophile in the respect that there's a huge age gap between us.
Like if you guys were dating, it would be awkward.
Yeah.
And he's picturing like, you as a child.
Yeah. And to me, to him, I am a child. Some, you know.
I'm with you. I agree. I think that's
you should have told him that.
Like, I did in the
you're
shower.
Like, you're like, I appreciate your swim coaching that I didn't want,
but I don't want your pedophile tendencies
away, man.
Towards me.
So I like to go to the Y. I enjoy water in all its forms. I like the sauna. I like the steam room. I used to go in the hot tub. I don't anymore. And I like the pool.
Bad memories.
Yeah. I've had some problems in the hot tub.
I don't know. Do you want to fill Jerry in or do you not want to?
I don't
to? Want to
tell Jerry. Okay. Jerry will look at me differently.
Jerry, check in our past episodes.
All right, fine. I'll tell you, Jerry. I once jerked off in
not
high
once.
School.
Wait,
twice
wait, once
jerked off
in a hot tub next to piece, like next to.
So I heard couple. This thing.
Well, then
I heard
months
this is
later,
a trial.
Months later, he told us he did
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He did it a second time at a totally different place.
Yeah, it was a two-time thing.
By the way, I was on your side.
I'm going to guess that it is a three-time
I was on his side listening to the trial.
There's a third shoe. There's
side.
A third shoe that will drop on that.
I didn't think it was
think
that.
I hope not.
Repressed
did
memory.
Did you get the full story of what happened at the beach that day?
O'Neill.
Let's not revisit it.
O'Neill.
Yeah, I heard O'Neill, all that. Yeah.
Go into Danish's mind and get the repressed memory of the third time he beat off.
I didn't think anything you guys did was that bad.
It was just we were overheated.
Jerry,
we overheated.
You want to beat women and forcefully rub your dick on them.
We were a big rig and we just made that cross country trek and we were a little hot and bothered and we blew a gasket.
We were a family trip on a vacation that went a couple days too many towards the end of the trip.
We're like the DeWitt family.
So the other day I'm at the Y and as we've been over, I'm a decent swimmer. People give me compliments abroad and in the U.S.
Let's not be modest, my friend. People have accused him of being professional. People have asked what medal he got in the Olympics.
Hey. Yep. One guy said, Mr. Spitz, may I have your autograph?
And another guy said, Mr. Swallows.
I thought you were going to go Greg Louganis on that.
No,
but that's
I was going to, but then he's not a diver.
Jeff Louganis. Anyhow,
a lot of people call him that guy that
is always to the pool.
That won all those medals.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah. Then you're going to say the Subway guy and then go, you know, oh no.
O'Neill would have been
Jared from Subway.
You would have been great on $25,000 pyramid with the that great guy.
The guy that did the stuff
with the.
He was swimming
thing,
and stuff.
Big cock. Big nips. Seagal? Yeah.
Seagal. Kimono? So anyway,
you
and I should go on a show like that. Because we have like subliminal messages to each other. Yeah.
Be like, these guys are cheating. Frisk them. We're like, no, it's just we just spend way too much time together. It's not our fault.
Yeah, the word is nipple. You said Seagal. They got it in the first guess.
Like, he says is dog penis. Seagal's nipples.
Yeah. Slumdog Millionaire starring Danish and O'Neill. We're locked up in a room. Well, how did you win $18 million on this show?
Because we've been writing for 10 years. With no success, and we just sit there.
So I'm swimming. I'm swimming in my lane, and as I've been over before, these lanes are halved, so you have to share them with some other fucking person.
You pay $50 a month.
That's brutal.
$51 a month for half a fucking lane.
You know what? It's communism, dude.
Spend the $60 to go to Bally's.
Is there a time to go where there's nobody
people.
There?
There's some chicks. Yeah. There's chicks at Bally's at 21. You might get fucking laid at this other thing for $9 more a month.
Why would you want that when you could have old Russian hags?
That's true.
And jack off for chicks that are dudes on internet dating sites.
So I get in, and then all of a sudden, my mid-swim, I notice some ladies getting in. And this is
in Russia. You get your own lane to swim. In America, you share lane.
Lane gets you.
One out of three Y stories always starts off, I'm swimming, and then such and such gets into the pool.
Like, so I'll give you this, ladies.
It's like reverse Jaws.
I'll give you her. I don't know her measurements, but let's just
say
the last
one was far
off the charts.
How long is her?
Is it easier to jump over her than walk around?
This lady, how big
as
was
they say in Italy.
How big was this orca's dorsal fin?
So she had a trainer. They were doing new tricks with her.
were you worried about the bucket of fish?
They were throwing anchovies in there to get her in.
Not to
by anchovies, I mean anchovies on a pizza. Then they threw the whole pizza in the pool.
It was she was a white woman. She was rather large. Her black boyfriend, who was not, was watching from regular size.
The stadium seating that they have.
They have just the old school wooden bench.
Isn't it sweaty and hot in there?
It's a little
like
humid.
Hell.
Little humid.
Sounds like hell.
Little
humid. Like this room is gross and hot right now, and it's miserable. But the white
like
pool
the
sounds
worse.
Picture Russian communist conditions, and then people are swimming. So I'm swimming.
Because it was communism, did they say the black guy couldn't go in the pool? Because communism, they hated black
people. That's why
I
was waiting.
Nazis hated black people.
No,
communism
hates them too.
How do you know?
I know for Russians that are very racist.
Russians are just kind of assholes in the city, though.
Well, they hate everybody.
Yeah.
But they don't like...
They're brutal.
They're animal people. Brutal. No offense.
Of all the people...
Jesus Christ.
They're super white, so they can take a shot once in a while.
Of all the people to be scared of, if you're going to be in a fight, a fucking Russian guy is by far.
They'll kill you.
No question.
But they'll do crazy shit to you first.
Like Krav Maga Plus. They're just like.
Yeah.
They'll
pull all your teeth out with a pliers and then pack it into a shotgun shell
and then shoot you
with your own teeth.
They're not
crazy.
To be fucked with.
So this lady
gets in. Shout out to our Russian.
What's up, Pete? What's up, Ruskies?
What's up, Russia?
So this lady gets in. I'd say she's like. I'm going to give her a 5'5". I'm going to give her a 260 to 270.
Okay, oof, so like, right.
Never mind.
I couldn't tell. She had the tankini with the bottoms, but and I could like
tankini with the
not board shorts.
No, but
if
like
you're that big, go board shorts.
Wear a fucking
go with sweatpants.
how about the suit?
Just wear a poncho and staple it around your.
Go with a tracksuit in the pool.
Wear the suit you wear if you're gonna get attacked by a dog. Like just really get going.
Or buy that. Did you ever see that guy that designed that suit to get so he would survive a grizzly bear attack? And he like swung a log into it and it hit him and it wasn't hurt. Wear that suit into the pool.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Seen it.
So I see her swimming, and this lady is basically fucking pool walking. It was like she was walking. It was like wasn't like Jesus walking on top of the water. It was like she was vertical. Her body's vertical, and she's just doing like the slowest, like literally almost like a walk.
Oh, moving
style.
Her arms, yeah, like power walking, but
no,
underwater.
But like she would get into the deep end. But it was like the slowest fucking version of swimming you can do possible.
Like one of those National Geographic underwater videos.
Right.
You see like a hippo
slow motion,
just so slow
walking on the bottom of a river. Yeah,
but picture vertical, so like a human, I guess.
Oh, so she's not touching the bottom.
No.
Oh, so she's like doing a vertical dog paddle
just,
in slow motion.
Just so
you're
fucking
there
slow.
First. You're there.
I'm
first.
There first, and she
Wait,
saw my
she's
style.
In, she's in your lane.
Yeah, half. And she saw my style as she got in.
That's ridiculous.
So she sees that
she knows what you're doing.
She's coming into the fast lane from the fucking breakdown lane.
You don't jump into a gold medalist lane right off the bat.
If you're going to walk.
I wear the medals when I swim, so you can see them jangling around.
Don't you use them like as the board when you try to strengthen
the kickboard?
Yeah. He uses his gold medals.
And so I'm swimming, and then all of a sudden, I noticed that she had she stopped like 50 times. I was double lapping her on laps. So literally, like,
Your head, were you like, let me see how many times I can go back and forth?
Of course he was.
Kind of, yeah.
Of course he was.
And so then
Could you smell the asshole under the water?
No, but sometimes you can get, if someone's wearing like cologne or something, you can get like really taints the water, weird. So I notice her stop by the wall, and I go, I don't do flip turns, which I physically can do flip turns where you do the flip.
You can, you say?
I can, but my ears get water in them, and I don't want to buy the plug.
He can, but he decides.
So I do
he doesn't want to show off.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, you already know.
It's like the spin kicks. We know you can do 700 right now. You're not doing them.
But I'm not showing
it. So I put my hand on and like put my feet like I'm going to kick, and she goes, hey, dude. And like it stops me, and I go, yeah. She goes, hey, how about you try not splashing so much when you pass by?
You get a lot of splash comments there.
Well, you know,
a lot of complaints.
They're both by fat women who weren't wearing goggles and have their head way above the water.
Now, dude, you get in this guy's lane. You know what's going on. Were there other lanes available?
There was not. It was packed. But still, I mean, you just
and also,
take what you get.
You're in a fucking pool.
That's I don't understand how that's even
but it wasn't,
a gripe.
She treated me like I was doing cannonballs and like fucking
but
around
even,
with my
but
friends.
But even if you weren't, like, do you tell a pilot, like, hey man, you really kind of like going a mile up in the sky here, don't you?
Yeah.
In this place. you're really doing this, aren't you? Really
couldn't
like
you just
this?
Skim the freeway?
Yeah, it's what
so
the fuck,
for
you're
the
in
rest,
a pool, you fucking moron.
So then for the rest of my time, I gave her like, okay, and then started swimming again. But I was pulling my stroke like when I would go by her.
Man.
But then she eventually got out, and I think she was bitching because I saw her really having an animated conversation.
To her boyfriend or the employees?
Some random guy. They were like both signing up at the same time, and I saw her like gesturing. I was like, oh, come on, lady.
That's ridiculous, dude. You should not feel bad about
no,
it.
No, I don't feel bad at all.
Do you think
enraged.
Star of David on your swim cap, do you think she might have been anti-Semitic?
That
might
have been it,
she may
dude.
And the medals. She saw what she was competing with.
That lady was not an Aryan Brotherhood woman. we wouldn't allow that.
What's
you have to pass a physical. You have to pass a physical to get it.
So then two more quick things. I go into the sauna just to kind of wind down. There's a guy in there, and I swear to God, that you know like the guys in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures who look so much like the real people, like it was like the real people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This guy looked like Albert Einstein. Like I thought it was, I was like, Einstein's in the sauna at the Y?
He didn't really die.
So not only
is he on the bicycle sticking his tongue out? Because that's my favorite picture of him.
No, but I'll tell you what.
On the stationary bike?
Yeah. In the sauna, took a stationary bike.
I wish he was, because I'll tell you what this Einstein
was
doing. Was
he blow drying his hair up?
Nope. Like, he was wearing a blue knit cap for no reason.
Was he putting ointment on his balls?
Nope. Worse.
Was he fucking his cousin?
Nope. Wearing a blue knit cap.
Was he shitting into an Ewok's mouth?
Nope. You know, I bet I know what he was doing. He was having a black guy come up with the theory of relativity first. And then once he got it all out, then I
got a black guy that worked at the patent clerk office with him. Who came up with all these crazy hair braid schemes. He goes, that's stupid, Dwayne. And then he stole him.
Can't a black guy's name be Jim or Mike or Bob?
not Jim. So easy
not
on
back
that.
Then.
Tom.
Steven.
Steve.
Bill.
Yeah, Bob.
Terry.
Jeff.
Jeff the black guy.
Not a lot of Jeff the black guys. Very few. But anyway. So Albert Einstein's wearing a blue knit cap like he's fucking a longshoreman. No shirt.
Longshoreman Albert Einstein. He got out of the fucking equation game. He's like,
moving those naps and containers.
I just want to work and just get paid and leave my work at home.
Yeah.
Or at work. I don't want to bring
it
home
on the side.
Me.
It was a side. It's on the side.
Mel Gibson comes out as his partner and fights some Russians or Chinese.
I've never felt.
Triad people.
I did the theory of relativity, but I've never felt better than. Fucking like a long day at the dock.
I think
loading
crates
onto a boat.
He's working on the theory of sonativity. So he has a towel around his waist, but Einstein decides to leave the whole front dick portion.
That's what I was thinking.
Completely open. Just completely
dick
open.
Shot.
Why not have that part be like on your ass or your side?
My question for you is.
Why not? Like, if you're hot, let your thighs be the. Like,
so
I don't
you've
mind,
seen
I don't
Einstein's
see the,
dick,
yes.
Is what you're telling us.
His formula is scrap on market.
Did his hair stick up? His gray pubes stick up? Like,
did it just say.
Real wacky.
Did it just say E and then a C when he gets a boner? It says E. equals MC in the square.
He had the pubes are like his mustache, real bushy and like in one line.
So do you, when that happens, do you just sit through that? You put up with that?
The problem is he was sitting dead in front of me. So like when you're walking in, like
did you walk over him and put his dick to the side so you couldn't see it?
I taught him a lesson.
Let me move that for you.
Tuck his dick into his towel. You're like, here you go.
Did you get Seagal's trench coat and be like, here, can you please wear
it? Seagal's in there with a leather trench coat. And his nips are just fucking, you can see his nips through the leather.
I taught him a lesson, and when I went to go get up because he was on the upper deck,
you opened your asshole and put it on his face?
I used his dick as like a hand plant. Just sat down.
You were on the upper deck?
Yeah. As
you should have just got up there and just shit on him.
I said, excuse me, can I sit right between your legs on the lower deck?
You know what? You should have sat right between his legs and just leaned back.
Just put an elbow into the head of his cock.
I have Einstein's dick on my shoulder, guys. Look at this, man.
Somebody get my phone. I'm going to take a picture.
You should be able to do something to make that guy just as uncomfortable as he
there's
makes.
There's nothing.
You know
there's
what I mean?
Nothing.
Like, that's so...
I think short of raping him, there's nothing you can do.
He's Einstein,
dude, and he's like 80. He's wearing a knit cap and a goddamn sauna for no reason.
I think unless you were in there with another dude making out, I don't really think much.
Yeah.
I mean, even then, he might
be
a
boner jerking off. Like, oh,
there's not really much you could do.
Party started.
So then I
could you
left.
Know, but could you be like, hey, could you cover your dick? Couldn't you just say that?
I think in there, like, I think other guys would be like, hey, man, this is the song. Like, we do what we want here. I don't know.
Right.
We do what
but
we want.
Generally, I would say
it.
Probably 98% of the guys have their dick
but
covered.
But then I don't want to be the equivalent to the I don't want to be to the sauna what that fat lady was to the pool. Like,
yeah. Dude, and then he's going to see these guys because he goes there all the time.
Yeah, they're my buddies.
Oh, there's the guy that's afraid to show
and he
his
wants
dick.
To be invited.
Einstein might be in a gang. They may beat me down with fucking
Russian mafia
and
shit
beakers.
There.
And he wants
Eastern
to go to the
promises right there.
I got you. They're mixers and
they're Iron Curtains soirees.
Yep. I'm gonna be blackballed.
That's true. So that would have been greater if the fat chick from the pool walked into the sauna, right? Unfazed by Einstein, but then if you complain, she gets mad at you again. You know what I mean? Like, oh God, this guy just can't let him have his dick out. Just gets up and leaves.
She just like hates
everything you do just upsets
it's
her.
Annoying. Yeah. Then I would think she's anti-Semitic.
So then I leave the sauna. I've had enough of Einstein's equations and his dick doing scientific stuff. It was stirring a beaker the whole time.
It's inside a Bunsen burner.
So I go out and I notice, and I've told O'Neill that I've seen this guy before. There's an open mic guy who was a Comedy Store fixture.
Oh, no.
His name is Jack Matzy, who works out at the Y.
Like, no, you see name? That fuckhead there?
Yeah. But I never talked to him. So I see this guy, and I immediately put
Jesus
a towel
Christ.
Over my head like I'm a boxer, like all over my face and my head.
Dude, you played the right move there.
And
you know what that is.
This guy's
it,
having such an in-depth conversation with this other guy who has white hair, and they're talking about the Lakers, and the guy Jack Matthews talking to goes, yeah, and this guy saw me here, and you know what he had the audacity to say to me? He said, yeah, the Lakers aren't in the playoffs. And you know what I said to him? I said, hey, my life doesn't revolve around Lakers basketball. And Jack Matthews like, you're a lot like me. You know, I like sports, but it doesn't run my life. So, you know.
But it does, Rudis.
And that was like, just playoffs, let you know. They lost the playoffs like at least a couple weeks ago, right?
One time that guy was at an open mic and he didn't get a spot. He didn't draw a number.
At the comedy store.
And he went up and he's like, fuck you, God.
When he started taking every flower that was potted at the comedy
store
out of the thing. And he was like
throwing them on the driveway or whatever.
You know what's funny about is that guy who was so annoying that made you more uncomfortable than Einstein's dick.
Yeah,
right
way
in your
more.
Face. You know what
way
I mean?
More.
Like,
yeah.
Instead of covering your face for that, you're like, oh, I can't let this guy see me.
This is a very dated reference that no one will get but us. I almost did a You Can't Do That in Television.
Covered him in green slime?
No, went inside the locker, dude. And give it a, what's up, Alistair? Yeah, Moose.
What's up, Pete?
What's up, Pete?
Old Nickelodeon show.
What
great
from a long
show. That's
ago.
All I got. Okay. Can we get to a Dr. O'Neill letter we got here?
We got to.
Dr. O'Neill, not a doctor?
No, advice. I am a doctor.
You're not a doctor.
Dan, or am I?
Oh, wait, Ryan, while you're bringing that up, Jeff, you had O'Neill had a fun fact about an article he read online about the top colleges.
So it looks like the college that I attend, MIT, it said the top 250 schools that are the only schools worthwhile.
Is this on Roku only?
Yeah, that's the thing.
No.
I don't know if you know this, Jerry. O'Neill's been watching
taking
MIT classes on Roku.
Roku
nice.
TV box.
Yeah.
That's great.
He wears a varsity letter jacket.
He's already smarter than all of us.
He doesn't have the book. or do any of the like coursework?
Well,
or
I haven't gotten to my midterm.
So it's like you're just sitting in on the class watching.
Yeah.
The other night I called him and it was like 11. He's like, hey.
It's when he gets home from work and he's exhausted. He just kind of zones out with a fucking Choco Taco and just watches.
I called him the other night.
He nods off.
At 11. And he's like, well, I'm actually in class. So.
I was. My psychology professor is unbelievable.
My psychology professor?
Yeah, is unbelievable. This guy makes.
Oh my God.
This guy makes the fucking craziest jokes that he laughs when he bobs. Like, like hyperventilates over the joke.
Yeah, how many students do you want to bang? Are there a few already? Like,
there was a shot where they panned back.
Yeah.
There was only one where they panned back. It's something because it was on a big screen and you could see some of my classmates, but I could only see the back of their heads, so I don't know if they're.
Ah. Did you yell at your TV like Booger from Revenge of the Nerds? You're like, this is bullshit. Pan down. I want Bush.
Here's the thing, though. Like, this is why I decided to go back to college now, is because I'm mature enough that I'm not just there to fuck the chicks.
Good for you.
Who are you going to the formal?
I'm there
with?
To learn.
Who you going to the formal?
I'll probably just stay in my dorm and study.
Yeah. It's Sadie Hawkins.
Sadie Hawkins. Chick
has to ask you.
Yeah, man.
But it's cool because the professor makes a lot of references to how sweet MIT is.
And you're like, yeah, it is. I'm here.
And he also mentions Harvard a lot and stuff. And they're like,
I can't wait.
He makes shitty jokes.
He's like, you know, you can go to like a lesser university, like Harvard. Like that's what he does. He fucking pops.
You should.
Tremendous. And he asks questions all the time in class and nobody answers.
You should email him.
They're watching Roku. How could they
You
do?
Should email him.
Via Twitter.
You should email and be like, I'm a stand-up comedian and I write comedy.
You should get into comedy.
A lot of it has to do with turn that C plus into a B minus. A lot of his bits are all right, but his delivery is terrible.
Right.
He just was like, hey, one time he said something about, you know, like sex.
Did he? Has he ever used this one? Watch out for the cafeteria food. You may get what I call poison ivy league.
it's similar to that. He is.
And O'Neill's just eating popcorn.
Show
the students again. Show the students, cameraman.
I'm there to learn.
Oh, fuck. I want to fuck that chick in the hat.
Well, this guy who wrote this letter in an electronic mail
to the doctor.
To the doctor, I guess,
not
knows O'Neill's taking MIT classes to really further his study. This guy doesn't want his real name used, and he used a real lame fucking alias, which I am not going to use or honor.
So we're just going to use his real name?
Yeah. We're going to call him, what should we call him?
Tyrone.
Right. Casey Kasem. Doctor, this next letter is written to you by Tyrone. Here we go. I'm emailing you because of a serious dilemma that I am facing in my life that I feel only a medical professional like Dr. O'Neill can help me
with.
Not
a doctor.
I'm glad that you turned to me. You did the right thing.
Most recently, and he throws this in, which we're going to get into in a minute. Out of curiosity, I had successfully managed to hook up with an anonymous woman on Craigslist. Hooker. But he doesn't say that.
No, I don't believe it's
a hooker. Let's do the letter first, and we'll pick it apart.
Well, he says, before you guys jump to wild conclusions, but I already did.
We already jumped to that.
I did use a condom, and I gave her a fake name, Tyrone.
That's where you're going wrong.
I'm okay on those fronts. The problem I am having is something much more dire. When I met her at the motel room we had agreed upon, I was greeted by a firm but loving grab of my crotch as she pulled me in and we began to make out. One thing led to another. It sounds like it already did.
Jerks.
And I began...
How does one thing lead to another after she has her hand on your dick?
It's pretty much it just leads to the vagina.
Yeah, it
sounds like he was being led by the cock to another.
She was hot, though.
I don't know if he said that, did
he? No, he does.
Oh,
the weirdest part, so far, I'm sorry, but he goes, before he jumped to any conclusions, I wore a condom. That was not the conclusion I was jumping to.
Yeah, it was
I bet he didn't have safe sex. Like,
but there has been an ongoing thing where we talk about not using condoms.
No, you talk about not using condoms, you idiot.
I'm using the royal we.
you're also royalty now.
Jesus, yeah. Doctor.
Are you on, Sir
Doctor O'Neill?
After my MIT studies, I'm going to try to get knighted.
Wait, what would come first, the royalty? Would it be like the Prince Doctor Ryan O'Neill?
If he watches Game of Thrones, can he get knighted through Roku on that?
No, he's watching Downton Abbey, so he's an aristocrat.
Okay, I got you.
So he said.
Real
one thing led
pants.
To another. And I began laying it down. The only problem is that I just couldn't come. We tried for an hour, but to no avail. What's crazy is that this woman was actually pretty hot, considering the fact that I was fucking her in a motel just off the expressway, which made it seem weird that I couldn't come. I usually has luck off the expressway, apparently.
I will say this.
That, Jesus Christ. That,
hearing cars screech outside.
That's the part that gets weird on there, because like...
Wait, doctor, are you going to weigh in now, or do you want me to keep going?
Real quick, because like hookers are like my kryptonite, and I will come like in a
Do you think this is a hooker?
No, but I'm saying if I met a girl in a fucking hotel room, like this,
you're a crazy superhero. You'd be very easy to defeat. just bring a ton of
just get a chicken.
Surround him in hookers.
Just have a bank. You're it's robbing it. There's just all hookers outside.
This
He's
city
like,
will be mine. But what about Super Ryan? I gotta get some hookers. We got it.
Any city that's cleared out all hookers, I can take
you
over.
You can protect.
if I fucked a girl I met on Craigslist, I would be like so aroused. I'd probably come in a second. So I have the reverse, but I do have.
What if it was off the expressway, though?
Oh, I think expressway definitely makes it hotter.
Hotter, right.
Okay, so he says, I thought it must have been the fact that I had a condom on, since later that week I went to an Asian massage parlor. I think he was just checking to see if he was all right, and had my usual girl, whose name is, in quotes, Grace, or so she says.
Here's my thing. If I were going to Asian massage parlor, I'd get a new girl every time.
Yep.
Doctor, I don't know if he's asking you for that advice. I appreciate
this
you
isn't
weighing
shopping
in.
Like advice for your fucking prostitute.
I'm throwing that out there. Doctor usually don't express their personal opinion, right. But I just did.
All right, this is the Tyrone, saddest thing I've ever heard.
Tyrone,
so
take
far,
that with
though.
A grain of salt.
He's getting Craigslist hookers or whatever,
and then going
at
to
hotels
massages.
And going to massages. He's like, dude, the you, like, but in real life, you just do that on the internet. Like
dude,
you do more internet, like talking to girls.
It's like
than
if
you do
Jeff
in real
lived
life.
Out like his fan, what he does on online, but
it's like this guy's acting out what you do online. Line,
dude,
which means-
sometimes you go to like a buffet that has like a French theme. Then the next week you want to try out. I got what a shitty Italian food tastes like.
Yeah,
Jesus.
So
the week
says-
before that, I was in a bathhouse getting jerked off. I was like, dude, this guy's.
And then I was at a party and seven dudes fucked my asshole.
Doctor, please.
All right, go ahead.
Have some professionalism.
Yeah,
this
man,
is.
God,
so he said, the talk of hookers has gotten you crazy. So he says he went to see Grace, or so she says, jerk me off, and I was blasting at the ceiling within 25 minutes.
Which Jesus. Is still a little long.
That's a lot of cum, though. I looked
25 minutes?
I looked online for anything. Cool.
Jesus Christ, 25 minutes?
Well... Doc, the warden. Warden's not happy.
Kid, the warden might think this guy's gay.
Whoa!
I mean, if if it takes chicks, if you can't,
O'Neill gets offensive because he has this problem.
Wait a minute, if you can't,
so this guy not coming.
25 minutes and
he
not
might
coming.
Be a total gay, right, Jeremy?
Sounds oh,
hey,
gay.
Ryan, what's going on?
No, hold
hey,
on.
Hey, did you just get in?
I know what's going on here.
The doctor's
saying,
"Come."
Let me go ahead
Jerry,
and
that's a non. O'Neill's talked about this problem before on the show that he has.
That's
so.
A non.
Okay.
That's a non MIT opinion.
But I think
oh
that,
shit,
Jerry. I think that your street sense might have just gotten to the issue. To the bottom of the problem.
All right. So,
am I just being a closed-minded warden dickhead now?
No, because like hookers really turn me on.
Tyrone, don't
and, like I blow my load in a second.
Tyrone,
one
don't...
time I was getting a blowjob. I was getting
you're
a
making it
fuck.
Feel you're making it feel worse.
I was getting I was getting a suck and fuck just to get it hard. I blew my load like while it was.
What
getting
do you mean
hard.
A suck and fuck just to get hard? You fucked a woman
to
get hard.
You get, they suck it to get hard and then they fuck you.
No, you said a suck and fuck to get hard. It's like let me suck it now. Let me fuck it. Is it hard now?
It took Grace 25 minutes and nothing. Then Steven Seagal walked in and I was shooting at
let's
the
get,
fucking
let's
scene.
Get to the bulk of the question.
All right, Tyrone, don't be discouraged.
Tyrone, we're just kidding. You're not really gay. It's a joke.
This Ryan is, but you're not.
This may end well for you. Don't worry about
it's
it.
It's going to end. I'm going to solve your issues.
So he looked.
I have three techniques for
he
him.
Looked where we all.
He looked, Dr. Oz?
He looked where
there's
we
three
all.
Three different possible problems.
Hey, man, the doctor's good. He hadn't even finished.
He
has three
finished.
Techniques. He's ready.
This guy, he looked the doctor.
Hey, your doctor just took his mic out of the mic stand, held it up to his butthole, and farted
hey,
into it.
Hey, it was an
that's,
who, imagine
that's
how
who you're
horrific.
Asking for advice from, dude.
Yeah. It was an MIT prank, man.
What's weird about that is
my
his
frat brothers dared me to do it.
O'Neill's girlfriend can listen to this podcast and hear that fart, but he's definitely afraid
of ever farting in front of
like
her.
If she I, were know here, she's not, I know yeah. she's not going to.
So we should bring O'Neill's girlfriend if we want to curb that.
Yeah, we want to keep
Oh, it was every once in a while.
So Tyrone had a problem. He went where everyone goes when they fucked two hookers and they don't know what's going on.
The guy that farts in microphones.
No, not Dr. O'Neill. He went before this. I looked online for anything about condoms making it hard to come, and a men's health forum that said it may be due to my frequent fits of masturbation that cutting back may result in a more sensitive cock, since excessive masturbation can cause your dick to become accustomed to the rough stimulation of a hand, causing anything less, like sex with a condom on, to be less stimulating. So, since I love coming whichever way I can, I wanted to ask Dr. O'Neill for a second opinion. I want my cock to function as it should, but do I really have to cut down on masturbation? To give this question more context, I'll say that I usually masturbate, which isn't a lot, I don't think, 3 to 5 times a week.
Okay.
And that's from Tyrone. I'm going to give you his address, which he listed on here.
Oh, no, he wants free stickers. Okay. He's doing a twofer. He's getting sexual dysfunction advice and asking for the free stickers related to review. So, hey, if you like the show, leave a 5-star review and positive text comment, subscribe. Then email us your sexual dysfunction question for Ryan, who farts into microphones.
And you get
and
stickers.
Give your full name and home address. We'll send you stickers, and Ryan will give you his cock.
Dude,
and
where
advice.
Else can you get an MIT-trained doctor to give you free medical
advice? Look at this, man.
Okay, so listen. There's a couple of things that first, I want to know when he's jerking off, is he watching porn? Because right now, my recommendation is first, do you have an aggressive jerk off style? I do. It can desensitize your penis. That is true, but you don't have to stop jerking off.
What does that entail?
Do you wrap like a bicycle chain around it and just yank on it like you're trying to start a lawnmower?
It's like the movie Kickboxer. You put on hand wraps, you dip them in glue, and you put glove on the palm, and you just really fucking just shred your cock.
So, two. I think he needs to take a break and use his imagination to jerk off.
No one can do that.
I think you're absolutely right. I agree with the doctor on this one.
You have to, though. You got to force yourself. It'll take you a while.
Yep.
Because you have to get back to making some sort of like a connection with sex. This guy's
He's absolutely right.
Dude, I've been here.
The
this
doctor's
guy
absolutely
is going
right.
on a fucking trajectory
a
where like nothing is stimulating his dick
That's
enough.
That's a problem. It's not
fuck.
Yeah, it's like not that you're gay, dude. It's just that you've done everything now in your head.
Do you think
you've seen it all?
But you're also so far gone you've just seen hookers.
Yeah, no,
too.
What it is is it's look, I don't think it's he's masturbated so rough that his
dick, no emotional connection.
He's desensitized to fucking
you
That's
got
the problem.
To link
he's seeing two different kinds of hookers, guys.
Dude, but you gotta
be a problem.
Yeah, he's desensitized.
Maybe stop seeing hookers.
I would. That's another one.
Dude, you got to link your brain back to your dick.
What about
right
the
now,
hookers, though?
They're separated.
What about the hookers?
I think he's a visual guy, and
all
the stimulation
is
mental.
Hey, maybe don't see hookers anymore.
I would give him that too. I would say, look, dude,
I'm not gonna go that far.
But it sounds like he's a pretty regular guy. How about limiting it a little bit?
I think he needs to cut back, and I think what he needs to do is kind of settle in with a chick for a little bit.
Who's not a hooker.
You know,
and just do that and stop seeing hookers.
And get used to like not so much crazy stimulation, mental adrenaline
rush.
Yeah, man,
dude, Tyrone, if you have like kind of a fuck buddy who you're pretty guaranteed is not going to go psycho on you.
And doesn't charge you money.
Go back to that for a little bit. But I think he's right. He's absolutely, that's what the doctor's right, man. That's what it is.
You got to get back.
Hey, Jerry,
get out of your head.
He's not a doctor. And
or am I?
Jerry just paid him a copay for something after.
Yeah.
He bought into
What are you going to get him to look at your back after over the show?
Dude, if I'm in a coming slump, jerking off, you always go to the imagination. You quit watching anything. You just go.
You have to. You got to get back out of your head
but you
into
know what?
Your dick.
And
get out of my head.
It is.
Get into my dick.
And that's Ryan inside his head singing
that
to Ryan the person.
Okay,
that is why I don't have porn. I'm not into pornography at all.
I get dragged in every once in a while.
I don't
and
do
I
it because I either go on memory from chicks I fucked before or a chick I might want. That's how you do it.
And
I
also,
ever,
too hard.
If this guy is. If
my memory's over.
If this guy's super,
you haven't been with a woman in like 11 years though, because it's the internet.
Hey,
since you got DSL in 2002.
If this guy is also like doing like that hot chatting online and stuff, you gotta cut it down. And the other thing is, now I need to know if this guy handles any BPA.
Oh boy,
any receipts that have BPA on it?
What are you talking
about? This is where the doctor, some of his outside paranoia, creep into his
What's
practice.
Hey man,
he's
ahead of his time. All right, the doctor's ahead of his time.
To people that aren't listening, this wrapped in fucking tinfoil. Explain what BPA is.
Oh really, Dan? You think it's that far? You think it's this tinfoil wrapped on your head? That's how far off I've gone. No, it's not.
Captain Chemtrail.
It's fucking proven.
Dude, so, when did this
by
become,
whom?
This is
by
like
MIT.
This is like the coast to coast edition of Boner City. This is great.
Sometimes the doctor like veers off. Dude.
Art Bell's gonna come in here.
He's not with them anymore.
And fuck that. I'm never gonna recognize
it's
that.
George.
Fuck George Norrie. Fuck him.
He's like,
Art
hey,
Bell's it.
I love George Norrie when he gets crazy calls like, "I was abducted by aliens." That's very interesting.
He's a word. I know. He's like, horrible. Oh,
well, thanks for calling, honey. So listen,
Shadow
BPA
give me Art Bell.
Is what they put in plastic. Which has now been linked to possible delayed ejaculation. So maybe if he works in a plastic.
Wait, they've done. Is it cancer or anything really bad or just
look,
that?
It's probably cancer, but they're not going to say it because they don't want to freak everyone out because plastic is everywhere.
You know what it is, dude? The BPA, the people who are putting the BPA and shit are the Viagra companies. They know what they're doing. They're pushing BPA.
Feeding the doctor.
Yes, that's what they're doing.
So you guys get off your BMX bikes.
Try that.
And fucking come back.
And also, like, if this guy might be jerking off and like having sex to relieve stress. But if you go into sex with a lot of stress, it can also often cause anxiety to delay your ejaculation. So find a hobby to relieve your stress.
Yeah.
Use also, fucking just for fun.
What about
recreation.
Trying to form
dude,
an emotional
the doctor's
connection.
Absolutely right here.
What about trying?
I agree with the doctor 100%.
Listen to Danish real quick.
What about
the mayor.
Trying to get an emotional connection with these ladies rather than
that
like
is,
these
no,
anonymous.
No, with a non-hooker.
Yes, yeah, non-sex ladies.
Well, that's the best. I mean, okay.
Yeah, you're not fucking a chick that's chained to a radio.
Can I say something that's not mean? That's mean, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel bad, but this is never going to happen. This guy's probably not going to get that.
You can't have this guy.
Here's you know what I mean? Like if
sorry,
he's banging,
Tyrone.
Yeah, if he's banging hookers,
dude,
he's
exactly.
probably tried over and over again to get an emotional
and,
connection.
And here's why I
probably
hate...
never worked.
Wait, is this somebody we all know who wrote it?
This is like a DeWitt email where he wrote it himself.
No,
hey.
Another person. Oh, I think I know where you go. Oh, yeah? Is this?
Oh, yeah. yeah. Okay, I gotcha. And the other thing is,
you
this is why...
I... I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I know. We know. We all know.
Why I hate Loveline, because Loveline would be like, go find a girlfriend.
Look, it's not that easy.
Yeah, it's not. Okay. And like, dude, just try to limit it. If you can find a girl off Craigslist that you can fuck kind of regularly, that would probably
be
good.
That would be better.
But also,
prostitute?
I don't know how old this guy is, but condoms fucking suck, and I quit wearing them because
no,
I can't come
don't,
with them.
Don't listen to
no,
that.
Do not listen
but
to that. Do not listen to that. Wear condoms. Wear condoms when you're dry fucking. Wear condoms in the shower. Wear condoms in your
butt. But I'm in a relationship,
if you have a
so
girlfriend,
I don't have to.
That's the thing. If you have a girlfriend, you don't have to worry about
that. Don't fuck strangers without condoms.
Wear a condom because you're probably not married to that girlfriend already for a kid or don't know.
O'Neal's not
going to
help raise the kid that you
yeah,
have with this
do not
lady.
Not
no,
wear
no,
condoms.
I mean, look, if,
wear condoms.
If you get in a relationship and you are of an age where you can handle the possibility of
and
having a kid if
tested,
it happens,
and she's on the pill or there's something going on, or you're, yeah. no, dude,
oh, wait,
always wear
here's
a condom.
Here's my no condom rule with girlfriends. You have to get past the 4 month mark of the relationship, and you have to fucking both. Yeah, no.
Have you assholes seen Jerry Springer or the Maury Povich show?
That's all
wear
fake.
Wear a condom.
That's all fake.
Those people,
those
babies
are
aren't. Wear
those
a condom.
Are actors.
Here's mine with meeting a girl, having sex with her first time.
You have to have a knife with her?
This condom's not really working. Do you have anything? Okay, you swear to God that you don't have anything? Okay, all right.
It's called
a water bottle at your dick.
That's
the dumbest shit
I know. That's why you shouldn't do it. That's Ryan O'Neal talking.
You know
not
what
the
it's
doctor.
Called? You know what that technique is called? It's called the cockograph test. And he can tell whether she's lying through his penis.
Her breathing. And
a Boner City fan came up with a great, because I've never been tested for an STD. So when I have sex with women, I have them get tested after I've had sex with them.
Nice.
He called it litmus dick.
No, litmus pussy.
Oh, litmus pussy.
I've been tested once. That's happened.
Once? Yeah, wow.
1992.
Yeah, is it after Magic Johnson? You're like, oh, this happened.
What happened?
So anyway, for anyone
dude,
out there.
I just fucked Magic Johnson.
Look,
whoa, what?
If you're in your 30s, then fuck without a condom because you're a responsible adult.
No,
if you're a young
no,
kid, do
always
not
wear a condom.
What's fuck without though, a condom.
Always
fuck
wear
with
a condom.
But
what's weird
you
is
are going to fuck
if
your
you're
life
75
up.
Years old, wear a condom.
What's weird is that you're
at that point, fuck
you're real,
that.
You're real scared of like
there's
super gonorrhea.
And unwanted fucking children on this planet wear a fucking condom because I don't want to fucking deal with this shitty spawn.
I've gotten very lucky.
That
so.
You know of.
Yeah, or don't know of.
Yeah, man, that's
could
the
be,
thing.
My
yeah.
brain could be rotting with chlamydia right now, for all I know.
Super gonorrhea is out there. It's like a new evil villain.
Yeah,
gonorrhea.
Dude, I,
it's a new
know what
strain.
They said? They said
God.
It's like the new AIDS, but then some guy wrote another paper being like,
he's like,
maybe,
more like the old chlamydia.
He's like, 99% of people could die from AIDS, whereas like 99% of people won't die of the super gonorrhea. but it will fuck up your dick.
Is there a logo like a G in the Superman emblem or something?
Yeah. Is it in the new movie? The Man
of
Steel?
Yeah,
it's the villain.
Did he catch that on the boat? And he gets like, oh, super gonorrhea.
They stole it from O'Neill because the kryptonite are hookers, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
Can we do a quick what's in O'Neill?
So I hope that helps you,
Let's switch gears to what's in O'Neill's other personality, O'Neill the Ass Kicker's inbox.
First, I want to thank Kevin for...
Wait. If you want to send O'Neill personal letters or tit pics...
Or the doctor.
Advice from the doctor.
O'Neill the Ass Kicker at yahoo.com. And how do you spell that, Ryan?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Dan. That's O'Neill, O-N-E-I-L-L, the Ass Kicker at yahoo.com. Thank you.
And the guy that started the O'Neill the Ass Kicker's mom at Yahoo... That's not helpful.
I didn't really think it was
stuff
all that.
You sent was stupid.
I read it. That was
like we're morons, but we're good at being morons.
You know what?
Let us do the moron work.
Where we handle
you
the
just
dumb
keep
stuff.
On
I'm gonna give him one more try. Kick it up a notch or drop.
You sent a couple emails there. They were not great.
Take a few off.
Take a breather.
All right. So
sit out a few plays there.
Here we go with O'Neill's.
I know you love Lamp, but it's just not helping.
O'Neill's grab bag.
Here we go. Well, first of all, I want to thank Kevin because Kevin went ahead and added my name to the Valparaiso celebrities Wikipedia page.
Hey!
Is that a screen grab? But once again, it got taken down.
You might get to speak at that high school after all.
Who took it down?
They always take it down.
Same person who does it every time.
Is that like somebody you didn't like in high school? Why would they give it
the people at Wikipedia that don't want bad information on
this guy? Sometimes they put like Ass Kicker and like Boater City fucking podcast
champion,
but this guy wrote like comedian and writer
Cocksmith.
Yeah,
Cocksmith, Cuntslayer,
ejaculation expert.
Wait a minute, the guitarist,
tranny professional.
Wait, do we have breaking news from Jerry Rocha?
The guitarist from the fucking Decemberists is on there, notable people, but not you.
Yeah, no, look at
some
who's on there.
Some fucking shitty
ridiculous.
Fucking...
Some girl from America's Next Top Model that has Asperger's.
Oh, come on.
Look at Johnny Neutron, Jerry Rocha, pulling that up. Right away.
iPhone fucking 5 right there.
Oh, the Harold Zook, the architect who we all know about.
Jerry Jobs over here.
Fucking Harold Zook.
Or of a Redenbacher's on there, though.
It should be him and you, and that's it. I'm looking at this list.
Add your head to a statue like Mount Rushmore.
I'm looking
at the second head.
I'm looking at this list, dude. That's it. Him, maybe that Samarj guy from Notre Dame. Samarja, maybe.
Bryce Drew's on there.
That's the four.
I went to high school with him.
That's the Mount Rushmore. Orville Redenbacher, Samarja, Bryce Drew.
Two are pro athletes. One loves popcorn. One loves porn. And
that's
fucking,
it.
And
yeah.
One has an aggressive style of masturbating.
You should be one. Like in Orville Redenbacher, you know, and popcorn guy, Ryan, aggressive masturbator. That should be your fix.
Hookers are his kryptonite.
Yeah.
He loves long walks on the beach with a knife to your throat.
Who's Balua Bondi? That's an actress. Some old
dude,
chick.
Dude, I Googled some of the, or IMDb'd some of these actors on there. They haven't done anything.
So you need to be on, you need to talk to somebody.
Yeah, I don't know who I talk to.
Who's this Wikipedia prick?
Bob Wiki.
John Wiki.
We need to petition this.
Oh, right. John L. Bascom.
Hey, finish your mailbag.
All right, here we go. I also want to, you remember when we were talking about dirt tracks, how they're an American thing?
Yep.
Old Mark sent me a Wikipedia page on,
too. Thank you, Mark.
On dirt tracks, and it is a very American
thing. I looked about one word of that thing, and I was like, all right, I've seen enough of this Wikipedia page. Thank you,
Mark. Old Chewbacca Johnson.
You see the picture, you're done.
He praised my escape plan. He said that I have a very
South America or the porn thing?
Everything.
He liked
said
it all.
The porn, he said he would want to see some POV midgets.
Didn't Chewbacca Johnson also sign you up for the Valparaiso newsletter?
He sent you that. Is that what he said?
I believe he did.
Yeah, which is unbelievable because I get these updates all the time and I watch and see what's going on and I check it out.
Hey, thank Chewbacca.
Marco gave us a tit pic with a woman that was not afraid to show her face, like many women.
Those were some bombs.
I'm not sure if it was her lack of fear or Marco.
Were those the bombs? That were separated by a beautiful crucifix.
Yes, that was. She had some nice cigars there. Nice set of cigars on there.
Some Aikido tips.
Yeah. And then I have an update from Nathan. You remember Nathan? He was going to fuck the babysitter.
The sauce king.
Oh yeah, the stripper,
king.
Former babysitter.
He said, "Open it with Dr. O'Neill."
Wow.
That's weird. Okay, so Dr. O'Neill. I'm not going to fuck that crazy bitch, even if her cunt was made of gold and she secretes heroin.
Does she?
That, I guess not.
I think that, you know what? That's a bigger red flag for me. Not just crazy.
She's magical and drugs are involved.
Yes, right? Yeah.
Say you ate her pussy, you're going to be a junkie.
Yeah. Fuck.
So also,
read
now you remember Nathan was also involved in a previous email we got.
I think he preferred the Sauce King and not his name used, but
I don't think he minded.
Gloves are off.
Whatever. Okay. We're going to call him the
Sauce
King.
What's up, Nathan? What's up, Sauce King? What's up?
Well, he was friends with the dude that made fun of the guy that didn't go to high school, didn't finish high school.
Said the mean thing, and they got mad.
And that
now
guy freaked out.
We have a follow up on that. It says, in addition to Nick's email, the person he was referring to with that he made fun of for not finishing high school is indeed a twat. He's 17 and brags about how he dropped out to work for his father's HVAC business, which was heating, venting, and air conditioning. Yep.
I did not know that. Thank you.
I had a lot of friends in that business.
Yep, they call it HVAC.
I knew.
He is dumber than a box of butt plugs.
And I haven't heard that one before.
And gayer than cum on a mustache.
Oh, come on.
That's a Chris Hardwick-ism.
Okay.
Chuck
I'm
Norris?
I'm definitely going to assist Nick in making him a diploma.
Please post it to our page.
I think we will attempt to get the delivery on video.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, please do this. Great.
Lastly, I will be forming a new ice hockey team later this summer, and we've discussed naming our team Boner City USA.
Congratulations.
Beautiful.
Every great city needs a sports team.
Oh, my God.
Great
our first
fucking
franchise,
point
dude.
There. We were hoping the mayor could commission DeWitt to perhaps draw us up a logo or a design for our new jersey.
Oh, that would be badass.
Yeah, DeWitt will do that for sure.
DeWitt's not in town, but I'm on it. It's on my to-do list.
We'll get him
Susan, did you hear that in the next room?
He said the alternative is to get like an Adobe file containing a high-quality Boner City USA monster truck logo.
So, we'll work something out in the next
and,
couple weeks.
He goes on to say, do you want me to summarize? I know what this says.
Well, yeah, these will be nicely made jerseys from high
caliber.
Quality. They're going to be high-quality manufacturer. Shit. And
what's the thread count?
We have to use them. We got to use them for our other jerseys.
All right. Ovechkin can wear one of those.
Stay on task, dude.
Yes. Yeah.
Why do you swing out when he does one?
He's just like so like, yeah, I did it. He's
swiveling like, the chair like you lean back and you just fucking climbed a mountain.
He pours Gatorade over his own head.
You paraphrase the fucking email, dude.
I got
it. It's like you fucking deadlifted 1,000 pounds and then drop it at the Olympics.
He just gave it.
Wyatt sent me an unbelievable great fight video. It's these two older black guys. One guy's an ex-boxing champion.
We have to post
and
the
then
link.
Everybody,
I'll post it on the show notes for this episode.
So then this black guy goes down to confront
this
the ex-boxing champion.
You hear a guy go, don't do it.
All the guys are like, don't hit him, champ. Don't hit him. So this guy's like, come on, man. Champ, hands in the pocket. Quickly takes him out, throws a jab, and then a fucking straight knocks the guy unconscious.
Like where the guy was out, everyone's like, look, he's asleep, look at him. Like just out cold, dude.
Wow.
Cold.
Yeah, unfucking
I gotta see that.
Now we got some, we need, old John sent me a problem that he's having.
Uh-oh.
He says
man,
that.
The doctor's busy today.
Yeah, Jesus.
He says, Dr.
You're not getting home to the wife and kids.
He's not a doctor.
I'm doing the Lord's work.
Doc Hollywood.
I'll just read this all. He says, okay, O'Neill, here's the situation.
Doc North Hollywood.
My upstairs neighbors have two little kids whose ages are around 3 and 4. Both of their parents are in the armed forces, so when one parent is on duty, the other stays home to take care of the kids.
Thank you for your service, parents. Yeah.
When the dad is home, the kids are better behaved and aren't very loud. When the mom is home, she pretty much lets them do whatever the hell they want. There have been times when it sounds like it's WrestleMania going
Whoa,
on.
Whoa, who's wrestling? Ben Bigelow?
The pictures on our walls and plates and our cabinets have rattled so much that they've almost knocked them off. I've turned into the dude that bangs on the ceiling and says, shut the fuck up.
You damn kids, shut up!
The worst thing the kids have done is walking around at 4:30 a.m. They woke up me and my wife.
Were they on his lawn?
It's happened on several occasions. And my question is this. Should I actually go upstairs and confront the mom about this shit? Or should I talk to my landlord again?
Stop hitting your damn tennis balls into my yard!
My wife doesn't want me to go upstairs because she doesn't want me to make the situation worse. Or get into any type of conflict. I personally am tired of this shit and want it to stop.
I think if he talked to the dude, but
in a very casual, nice way, I think
you
should
like
do
bring
this.
Some beers over.
Next time it happens, get your phone, make a 30-second video, like pan to the TV or the clock and show what time it is. Just pan up and be like, sit quietly and show how loud it is.
And say, 4:30 a.m., trying to sleep. Big day at work tomorrow. Big presentation.
When you see the guy go, hey, can I talk to you? I'm sorry. And go, here's this video. This is like at 4:30 in the morning.
Show rattling of the cabinets. Even if your wife has to be off screen rattling. Right. Man.
Just say something
like,
I
mean, Foley worker, just, fucking like.
I say email them and don't say what apartment it came from.
Just say something like, hey, dude. Coward. Hey, dude. Like, you know, when you just say, like, when you're home, the kids are great. Well, yeah, I don't know if you know this, but like, when your wife comes,
don't beat your wife or anything, but just like.
Yeah, don't kill her.
Yeah. The guy may want to hear that the wife isn't disciplining.
That's
these
what I'm saying.
Kids.
But you can tell him in like a nice cool manner.
I would go up to the wife camera, and be like,
a quick 30-second video, like very, and not like laughing or complaining. Just like show how noisy it is and go, dude, this is like what night it was. The guy will be cool.
And I would say also an alternative.
Hopefully
would be
you don't
threaten,
cause a divorce.
If you could go up and tell the wife, I'm gonna fucking kill you if these kids. If you tell your husband, I'll kill the whole family.
Can you give? If you're gonna say you want to give advice, asshole, can you give fucking advice?
That's a great advice to a military people.
Those are great. Everything you said. Filming it, rattling.
I gotta start watching these MIT videos. You're learning a lot.
Yeah, MIT is really teaching you.
Filming it, rattling, filming the sounds that's going on.
Being polite.
Yeah, and just say like, look,
and the guy starts to get mad. Go, I'm sorry, I brought it up.
Yeah, like, but no, look, don't get mad.
And then go to the land.
If he gets mad, just say, dude, you're a tremendous father. Like,
if he gets
you know,
mad,
completely behave when you're around.
If he gets mad, there's one way to settle it, arm wrestling.
Yeah, over the top.
Over the top.
I would do that, though. I would make the videotape, and if the guy's a prick about
bring
it,
it
then you
guy,
go to the landlord.
If he gets really mad, go, okay, never mind, fart, and, while, fart, and then go to the landlord.
Then
second.
Go to the landlord, yeah. And while guy first, landlord second.
While you're making videotapes, make a video of your wife bending over.
And then send it to O'Neill the ass kicker at yahoo.com.
So, no farts and no kids.
All right, I'm going to continue on here. Old... Oh, Crocodile Grundy.
Oh, I love this
is
guy.
Really pushing this thigina.
Good like eye, O'Neill. Yeah.
He won't let the thigina die.
I got a new urban dictionary term, Mike.
And so
dude,
he's,
Chris Rock does it in a special a year and a half. What's his thigina?
Also,
thigina?
Fucking the back of the knee.
No,
like,
but this guy said, he said it's when a woman's so fat that you can't tell. Like, he sent a picture.
Oh.
And you can't tell, like, because it looks like a fold. And it does look like a vagina.
Oh, it's together.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but okay.
I think it's a, I think.
It needs a better, well.
I'd like to take it a step
name.
Farther, though, where it's a bad thyroid leads to this condition. Okay.
You know what? I take it back. That's a pretty good one for that. But it just makes me think of fucking the back of the knee joke that's like someone.
Dude, Grundy's
shit.
On the up and up. I like
yeah,
his
style. He's legit. Never mind. Yeah.
Also, we have an update.
And
from,
he's in Australia listening to us.
Hey, we got an update from our Brazilian friend, Enrique.
Enrique the ass.
Enrique Hot Cheeks.
He asked us for advice on whether he should fuck a female friend of his wanted him to fuck her in the ass, and he asked us whether he should do it.
He
we're
was,
like,
a, he was
I don't
a
really
rookie.
See the debate here.
No, but he was a rookie.
I was like, no.
So anyway, he's like, what's up, man? I'm listening to episode 54, didn't get, did not understand why you didn't understand my question of why I wanted you.
It just seemed like a weird, like, I don't know what he wanted.
It just didn't seem like there was really a question there. It's like yes, fuck, fuck
if you want to fuck in the ass, fuck in the ass. If not,
you don't. The pussy's right there. Go for that.
He said,
you're less than an inch away.
It'll be fine.
He said, I fucked her ass last weekend, but I prefer the pussy way better.
Maybe it's just that one. Maybe that's just a specific ass problem.
So,
or maybe she keeps money or her belongings up there or something. So it would
right.
Be
Andy,
oh, I fucked the remote.
He sent me an MMA video from Dan Hardy, who's an MMA fighter, and I'm going to watch its documentary.
He'll be on that.
He's a British guy. And then a shout out to Uncle Jake. He said O'Neill's a badass.
But he also said he doesn't approve of my internet dating
stuff.
I
didn't want to bring it up.
I don't know. I don't know what his problem with it is. Hey, I'm just trying to meet some ladies.
So I've got some more.
I think he sees value in you. You should meet real people and go on
maybe
real dates.
Maybe he knows that I'm a model-esque, which a lot of guys on Twitter.
Are you done with real dating? Is that the thing?
No, he's in a world of just web
stuff.
It's
a whole
nother. Like spends more time online doing weird shit with chicks than like them.
Yes. I met a chick last week. She had a hairy asshole. If you're listening, what's up, girl? What's up?
I don't mean nothing.
Oh God. I'm just playing, but I'm serious.
I don't see nothing wrong.
I got one more here, right, and then I'm gonna close it out because some people sent me some today, but we'll get to them next week. Another Dr. O'Neill question.
Not a doctor.
The doctor is in today.
Dude,
he said,
not a doctor.
Fuck Oz, man. This guy's the real deal here.
Dr. O'Neill, medicine woman. Yeah. Hold on.
Let me say this. Seeing as how you're a respected doctor of general studies at MIT.
You are not.
I would be remiss if I didn't inform you of a human interest documentary on Netflix. It's called Meet the Falcons.
Is that the real name?
Yeah, that's the last
name. It's F-O-K-K-E-N. Which
sounds like there'd be a lawsuit.
I'm
going to
tell
that.
You
no,
right
no,
now.
No, that's a real name, though. It's like their name.
I'm going to tell you, good sir. This is
very polite.
Yeah, very English.
I have seen this documentary. I have. It's basically all some of what he has. It's about two really old fucking twin prostitutes.
In Amsterdam.
That will fuck anything with two coins rubbed together.
I heard they actually call it Slamsterdam, these two sisters.
He said, in the film, they cover how these women are human and how they are he says 1,000 years old, but still have the creative spark. They make
to
paintings.
Fuck what? Creative enough to fuck.
Hold on,
pussy.
Hold on, hold
just
on.
Spit on a butt plug before they put it in their ass? What do you mean? They
God, make, she's creative. Look at that.
Look
innovation.
At this.
Oh, she created a puddle in this condom. That's
why can't
awesome.
We should sabotage Dr. Oz and give him all of these questions on an episode.
Or just he like, never find a way him. Like they do in movies sometimes where we put O'Neill, like, takes over the show.
Yes.
Like, from a video camera. All right, so these chicks
like,
make...
Like the Mandarin, but for fucking
that
sex
would be
questions.
Amazing.
All right, so these chicks make paintings and they pursue sex stores.
So
give hand
creative.
Jobs to old men.
So creative.
Jesus, the flow.
They're fucking pro creative.
It's like it'd be interesting.
What's their muse?
As what your academia thought of this film. As a bonus, you may have experience in this arena as your friend Brian O'Neill laid some serious pipe to some hookers in Amsterdam.
If listeners are unfamiliar,
what these chicks are for.
Brian O'Neill does a lot of stuff that we think
that,
Ryan
no,
O'Neill.
Ryan, well, or Ryan O'Neill might tell a story very animatedly,
right.
And then 3 minutes later have remorse, and then say, oh no, that was my friend Brian O'Neill.
Most of the time they're just
say,
made
maybe
up
covering
stories.
His
or say, my friend, or say, my friend, and then say, I.
All right, says, bear in mind, I'm a layman in matters such as this, so please sprinkle your knowledge down on the heads of all the boner cityites.
Yeah. Make it rain.
Dr. Real Good.
Make it rain, dude. Fellow doctor.
I've seen this documentary.
He's got peers coming to him now. It's how good he is.
Is this like what you guys do on lunch?
Look, man, my life changed since I started
this
going to MIT.
Hey, this became like some nerdy smart guy show. I don't know if I'm comfortable
seriously.
With it.
This is like Dr. Boner City time.
Hey, man.
Like on The Sopranos.
Get on
Melfi
that Roku,
would go to the
brother.
Other guy.
Anyone can go to MIT if you got a Roku. But not everyone's going to last.
No.
It weeds
that what
them
they,
out.
That what they tell you at the beginning?
Yeah, look, man. Not everybody's going
to
make it out.
What do they call that when you go to that? Oh, that's what they told me at orientation.
They
yeah.
said
they told
when,
me,
you, when you
look to your right, to look to your left. Those people won't be here.
Look,
when you get
some of you aren't
going to
be here.
Because we're not going to orientation again, you fucks.
Yeah, look, guys, look to the living room to your left.
I looked to my right and left. Nobody was there.
Look at the IP address to your left and right. How many classes have you taken, Ryan?
Oh, I'm on my third psychology class. I'm going to start kicking it up. I'm going to start taking a couple more courses at the same time.
I Googled MIT Roku just to see if somebody else, that I could find you a classmate. I couldn't find anything.
I'm a trailblazer.
No one's putting it down on their LinkedIn?
If I can't wait, and I don't know how you would ever do this in the lives we lead, but I hope you meet an MIT, like, either student or grad. You're like, yeah, me too. Like, oh, wait.
No,
like,
I'll be like,
dude,
I'll be like,
you know what Ryan's saying for Christmas, don't you?
What's that?
Sweater, fucking yeah. coffee.
Do you know
bar,
what I'm
going to
say?
Pennant.
Did you have Professor So-and-so?
You'll exchange
your
jokes.
Know his name.
You'll swap the jokes he makes. You'll swap the
yeah.
jokes your
I'll
professor
be like,
makes.
How bad is his, those jokes and the laugh Jesus he does? And I'll do an impression, and they'll be like, oh, my
that's
God,
him.
That's so him.
That's the guy.
You got to get into frat, dude, long distance. You can Skype your way in.
I probably could.
They'll be like, drink that beer. You're like, right now?
Dude, Skype? They'd probably take me just on Boner City alone.
That's
you
true.
Get it.
So if you know anybody that goes there, MIT or is a frat at MIT.
I have people in the area. I may request that they buy you some gear.
Put some
mail it to me.
We could just go on
I'll
Amazon.
Wear it.
Let's just go on Amazon.
You know what
It'll
I want?
Cheaper.
I want either a license plate bracket or a bumper sticker that says something like MIT graduate. So
Roku,
in 4 years
Roku.
From now,
Roku.com at the bottom.
No, I'm not going to advertise for them.
You should have talked about that. O'Neill and I had a meeting recently. I'm not going to name drop where it was, but it was for writing. You should have been like, by the way, I'm currently taking MIT classes.
So it we'll doesn't get... really help out the writing. It just helps getting chicks.
Oh, this guy knows his shit.
Oh, shit. This guy
it helps you get chicks.
MIT. Fuck.
Yeah, I'd be like, I did my undergrad at Columbia, and then I did.
But you have a girlfriend.
I studied after
Columbia
that.
Well, but
if he doesn't see her for 2 days, he's on the market again.
As a guy who, my town is one of the most famous private schools in the country.
Ooh! So,
which I did not go to.
So.
Look at this.
No, but I know because whenever O'Neill says his college, he's like, yeah, I went to Columbia. And they're like, oh, in New York? He's like, no, Film College.
It's Chicago.
And you just see like the disappointment.
But usually
oh,
I don't even say that. I say I went to Columbia because it's not a lie.
But now guess who's going to MIT to shut them up?
We had a studies program where I could have gone to Columbia in New York
did
for
you
a
finish,
semester.
Did you finish Columbia?
Yeah. Okay. I did good grades.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't you make a film that was like controversial or something?
Yeah, like they tried to kick me out of the film program.
The fuck?
My first film class.
Did you do POV porn back in 97?
It was similar.
O'Neill doesn't like rules or authority.
It was about a guy who was selling balloons down by the Lake Michigan. By
heroin
the lakefront.
Balloons?
And randomly, somebody comes up to him and kicks him in the nuts, and he loses his balloon. So to get revenge, he builds a 6-foot balloon penis, and he starts like. We had him fucking everything, and like he would run into traffic.
What in the
at a
fuck
stoplight,
is wrong with you?
And he was like thrusting in this lady's face. And
where did
she
you get
the balloon penis up in her window?
Where did you get a balloon penis?
I built it.
What do you mean?
Have you ever seen those giant 5-foot balloons?
Yeah, like dentists give them out sometimes.
No, no.
This is, sounds amazing.
Like
by
huge
the way.
Balloons.
I want to see
wait,
this
do you
movie.
Still have it?
Do you still have
yeah,
this movie?
Yeah, we need a film projector.
Ryan, what in the fuck is wrong with you?
Transfer it. You could do it here.
I did another movie and it was very controversial.
What was it called? That one. Das Balloon?
I don't remember.
Probably
what the
Balloon
name of that
Fucker,
was.
Literally.
Balloon but Cock?
It was silent film, das black balloon. And white. It was very artsy and tastefully done.
Sounds bad.
And then I made another film.
But you said he was fucking stuff with it?
Yeah, he literally like was smashing in some lady's face at a stoplight, and she happy, rolled the balloon penis up in her window.
Do you know the lady?
And then they were well, working
this
actresses on.
Was like gorilla.
No,
stuff.
These is gorilla. And then
wow, they, that's even better.
They were working on Buckingham Fountain, so I had him go in the fountain. These construction workers were chasing him out.
Who played the actor?
A friend of mine. The guy lives in Tennessee.
Brian O'Neill?
No, no, no.
Oh, like
I
a
was
friend
the
of
camera
from
guy.
Home.
Yeah, yeah. Got I paid him $50 to come on out and film this.
He must have had good
this
acting
sounds
chops.
Fucking yeah. amazing.
Happy Gilmore stole that fucking.
And
from
then
you.
I had, yeah, I had a scene that
from
a
that
movie
guy that
I did
to Columbia.
Where, it was about a guy who really couldn't find a relationship, and he ends up finding a mattress with a face on it in an alley.
You made that for college?
Yeah, and so he
I've
ends
seen
up.
That.
He ends up falling for it, and he's down in the Valparaiso City Hall, sitting on a bench, getting a blowjob from the fucking.
Remember Mattress Fucker?
Dude, this is great.
When
he's
I,
never
when
seen
I,
it.
He showed the graduation tape. It was on one of those tapes he
yeah,
brought.
Yeah, it was.
I never seen. I've never seen the graduation tape.
Ryan, I'm
you need to bring those in.
Amazing.
So, dude, you need
it's
to bring those.
Well, it's
one,
not
so
done
we can
yet.
Digitize them, and two, so we can like save me for those.
So what would?
Right?
Yeah. Can I just before you even go further?
Wait. What in the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, that's not what
here's
I'm saying.
I'm the anti Dan. I think this is brilliant,
dude. In my class, everybody like a lot of half the people were like, "This is get." I fucking hate this guy. The other. People were like, this is hilarious.
What would the professor say? Like, they would probably sit you down and be like, do you want to talk
did
about
it? In
my Tech 2 film class, my guy was like a real comedy guy, and he fucking loved it. He said it was the best film that he had seen.
And he's like,
semester.
Oh, wait, another professor's coming. I mean, I hate this.
But,
this is awful.
You know that fuck video with the guy with the balloon penis? I had this French teacher, and she was big into this artsy French shit, and she went and tried to get me kicked out of the film program.
Wait, did
she
know
said,
DeWitt?
But you said it was black and white with no sound.
Yeah,
she must have loved
she
it.
She said it was offensive, and the fact that I was using it like guerrilla style and bringing like random people in. But they said you got to let them stay. But it was a huge
freedom
controversy.
Freedom of speech.
She
why is
me.
None of this in the Valparaiso Wikipedia?
Yeah,
page.
In the Wikipedia page.
Oh, but then to finish the mattress. So oh, I'm playing football with the mattress because obviously we're pretty tight.
Oh, yeah. You were the guy fucking it.
Yeah.
But you're also fucking it.
Well, hold on.
So
no.
For friends and play basketball, do we fuck?
No, you
that
saw the video.
Awful.
Sometimes
and then,
you have a chick who can throw the ball around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so then the mattress gets hit
it's
by
a cool
car.
Mattress.
Or it's asexual. Okay, yeah.
The mattress gets hit by a car.
You
oh,
really
man.
Hit it with a car?
Yeah. I don't want to go on anymore. And so then
oh,
I'm trying to kill myself.
You're the guy in this movie.
Yeah, remember I get hit by a snowplow
yep.
truck.
It sounds a lot like the plot to When Harry Met Sally.
And then I get thrown into a snowbank.
And scent of a woman, though, too. This
they ripped
really...
him off.
So, and pretty
hold
woman.
On. I get thrown into a snowbank where I land on a glove that has a face on it. And then there's nudity of me fucking this glove.
What the fuck?
Dude, you.
How did you graduate? How did you graduate?
How are you still alive?
Dude, if you watch it,
I you know
funny.
What?
It's
I'm
funny.
The opposite. My is how
no,
are you
funny?
How are you not the next Terrence Malick? This
I
sounds
know.
Amazing. This is like
Jerry Roach will buy these movies.
Yes. There was also a scene.
I'll host a screening.
What do you want to do with these movies? You, know, all, you, yeah. want to pawn, you want to pawn them?
Hold on. There's also there's also a scene where I piss in the snow and then I start eating this yellow snow
what
cone.
The, you're like what? The G.G. Allen. Of this film school. You're a fucking renegade. Jesus.
Oh my
Christ.
God, what's wrong with
that? What did you get on the, like, graded? Great.
I got the best, the teacher
check
thought
plus.
The best fucking film in the class.
But what, the French lady didn't
the
see
semester.
The pissing in the snow, did
oh,
she?
Oh, yeah. I got
how did the French lady find out about
she
it?
She killed herself.
Well, no, you have yeah. to show it
I
to
cannot,
the class.
I cannot teach this garbage.
And I had, like, the soundtrack of, like, just all, like, teen pop music and stuff.
What the
fuck? This sounds amazing.
We got to get this up on the website, I think.
Yeah, so bring this shit in so we can do that.
We'll do that.
Dude, this
I haven't seen the balloon fucker in probably 13 years.
No, bring
do a remake.
You can mail that shit somewhere where they'll put it on a tape or a DVD
That's
for
what
you
I need
for
to
like
do.
$20.
Yeah.
Be worth it.
You have to do a remake. If anything is crying out for a reboot,
no, it's not.
For a reboot, it's the balloon fucker.
How are we doing on time, Dan? We run to the end of our rope?
We're going
to
wrap.
Can I do a quick thank you to the people who follow the mayor's initiative?
Yep.
This goes out Christopher Huntsman. He says, me love Boner City and the subject, all exclamation points, 5 stars,
good
that's all
him.
I need. Sick awesome. This guy says, gnarly show, keeps me laughing, and I constantly keep replaying old episodes. Shout out to my Pizza Lip brothers. Thank you. This guy says, 1,000 by summer, Pingzilla. So by far, the second greatest thing on the internet, the first being porn. Awooga. Thank you for that. And I don't know if I missed it. Oh, some guy named Jay White wanted a shout out. What up, Jay White? What up, Pete?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What up?
So if you guys, like I said, if you like the show, I say at the beginning and end of every show, if you like the show, go on iTunes, subscribe to us, leave us a 5-star review and a positive text review. It can be just, I like the show, show's great, whatever, or some guys write really long, funny paragraphs or multiple paragraphs. If you do that, email us at info@dorkexplosion.com and give us your first and last name and your full mailing address. We will mail you free Boner City and Dork Explosion stickers to you anywhere in the world if you do those three things for us. It's very important to us. It helps our show show up in the ratings and the search for iTunes. There's millions of shitty podcasts out there. Some of them are more famous than ours, and they're way shitty, so it's the only way we can help get new fans. In addition to that, tell two friends every time you listen to an episode.
By the way, thanks to Doubleheader 83 and Melody H12. They both mentioned the mayor's push.
Yeah.
So 1,000 by summer. You want O'Neill to get a shitty tattoo?
We can do this.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
We're going to get O'Neill
I think they do
tattoo.
Want me. Oh, yeah, they want me to
we
get
have to get
1,000
for you to get the shitty tattoo.
Yeah, so no tattoo unless there's 1,000.
Well, hey, thanks to Jerry Rocha for filling in while
thank
do
you
it
very
was
much.
Thank you for having me.
It was great,
thank
man. You.
Jerry
thank
on Twitter you. At Jerry A. Rocha or JerryRochaComedy.com. He also like on Facebook. He also is one of the hosts of the Comedians Podcast, and he hosts a show called Action Figure Podcast with Mike Black and other friend of ours on the Dork Explosion Network. You can listen to all the shows and download for free at Dork Explosion.com. Thank you guys for listening for the Boner City Podcast brought to you by Dark Explosion. I've been Dan Bylock along with...
Hey, it's the doctor, Ryan O'Neill.
Not a doctor.
Rocha. The warden, the guest, the warden, Jerry Rocha.
This is the mayor, the Danish DeWitt. We can't wait to have you back. What up, Pete?
In the name of Boner City.
What up, Pete? What up, everyone?
Break their dick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Four dudes usually on the show.
My name is Dan Bylock.
Andrew DeWitt.
DeWitt. DeWitt.
O'Neill the ass kicker.
It's Ryan O'Neill. It's Ryan O'Neill.
And it's your mayor, the Danish.
If I'm rocking the microphone, somebody say it.
Fuck Crouton Jack.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck Crouton Jack.
Are the rest of you guys hard?
You have fucking diarrhea splatter on your ass. Like, why'd you let me eat your
when
ass?
I'm drunk, I get real limber.
Oh, fuck, man. I just ate diarrhea.
All boners.
Boner.
I like to eat fuck.
Sociopath fucking scumbag.
Always wait for the boy-yo-yoing.
Boy-yo-yo-yoing!
Those really fucked up. Really fucked up.
Beat street, cause you're back to beat.
The human deer pussy.
The human deer pussy?
The human deer pussy.
More farts, less farts, no farts. More farts, less farts, no farts.
Take a fucking big old shit, big old shit.
More
it's
farts,
just the
less
idea.
Farts, no
it's
farts.
So
take
stupid.
A fucking big old shit,
so
big old
stupid.
Shit.
It's so stupid, this guy. This fucking guy.
Take a fucking big old shit, big old shit.
He calls it
shit.
How was it, everybody?
If you're a fan of Boner City USA, you'll probably enjoy the other podcasts we produce, including Comedians, Live from Sunset, and the Action Figure Podcast. You can listen to all these podcasts for free right now on our website, dorkexplosion.com. While you're there, please be sure to subscribe to each of these shows on iTunes.